keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the stable, the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm going up against Cedar Rapids for the second time this season. It'll be the final meeting between these two teams. Storm with the Western Conference versus Eastern Conference battle here tonight. And Cedar Rapids, a team that defeated the Storm 7-4 in the first meeting back at the Viero Event Center in late October. And here tonight, the Storm looking to break a losing streak that they've had trouble on this road trip scoring goals. They got down 3-0 on both Thursday night in Waterloo and Friday night in Des Moines. Storm going to look to score some goals and try to get a win here tonight against the home Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. We take a look at the box score from last night's game, the Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. No team scored in the first period, although the Storm had a 15-5 advantage on the shot totals. Storm with a total of 55 shots last night, the highest output of shots this season, only the second time they've outshot their opponent this year, and it was against Des Moines, but the Storm did not get a goal until there was 5 minutes left in the game. Des Moines took the lead in the second period on Roman Yuchin's first goal of the season at 8 minutes and 26 of the second, and as we headed to the third, it was a 1-0 game with Des Moines in the lead. In the third period, Des Moines scored 2 goals in the first 5 minutes. Michael Marnell on the power play from Ryan Gault and Garrett Cockrell at 1:43, and then Tanner Carty from Marcel Godbout had Des Moines a 3-0 lead for the majority of the third period until the Storm, all of a sudden in the last 5 minutes, tried to come back. Garrett Gomez got the Storm on the board with the first goal of the night. Gomez from Schultz and Joel Lesperance at 14:55, and then Chris Wilkie scored from Garrett Sasir in the final minute of the game. But the Storm fell 3-2. They could not get an equalizer late in the game. Again, outshooting Des Moines 55-29 in that one. And that game reminds me a lot of what we saw the last time the Storm were here in Cedar Rapids. The Storm fell to the Rough Riders. They got down early and all of a sudden in the last final minutes tried to come back and fell short. That team, a much different team last season, coached by Josh Howgie. Here, the Storm, in the Jim Holton era, have only picked up 1 win in the Jim Holton era thus far, a win against Team USA's under-17 team 2 weeks ago. And tonight they look to end the losing streak here that spanned a couple weeks. Last week they lost 2 to Omaha, both games against Omaha losing in the final minute. And then most recently this week, the loss to Waterloo and then a loss last night to Des Moines, 3-2. Lots more to come here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, including the Coach's Corner, which is next, right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
For 3 generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way.
Hey, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the stable here in Cedar Rapids. Tri-City Storm getting ready to go up against Cedar Rapids tonight. And we spoke with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, before this one, and we talked to Jim last night. He was very encouraged with the way the Storm played against Des Moines. Overall, Tri-City controlled that game, 55 shots on net, and they ran into Ryan Ruck, who played really well in net for Des Moines. Didn't allow a goal until the last 5 minutes of the game. Tri-City fell on that one, but Holton, when we talked to him after the game last night, very encouraged, wanted to keep things moving forward here tonight against Cedar Rapids, and spoke to him again here in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner tonight in Cedar Rapids. Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton, a head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Storm facing the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders for the second time this season. First time, Jim, was before your tenure. However, I'm sure you've heard they have a very fast, productive offense. Scored 7 goals against the Storm the last time out. What's the keys to slowing down that kind of an offense?
Well, the key is to play more of the game in their end than in our end, and to deny their transition. So one of the ways to do that is manage the puck better. We've been getting a lot better at that. I mean, we can't turn the puck over in between the blue lines. We have to get the puck deep and have a sustained forecheck.
You look at the line chart here for you guys tonight, and what sticks out is Nolan Abel in his third game, able to get into the top six here. He's going to be a center on a line with Dan Lebosky and Chris Wilkie. A lot of talent on that line. Hoping for some goal scoring from those guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like a broken record. I mean, we can't score enough goals to win hockey games. Last night we had 55 shots, we only get 2 goals. I mean, we have to score more than 2 goals a game to get into the win column. So it's an ongoing search. So we tried to load up 2 lines with some of our top-end talent. We moved Horn onto the wing with Les Bronska. They seem to have some chemistry there, and Gamaz scored another one last night. And then Abel has shown a natural offensive ability, so we thought we'd put him with Lebosky and Wilkie and try to create something, get 2 offensive lines, and then maybe our third and fourth can provide some energy and some physicality.
55 shots last night seems to be the number everybody's talking about right now. When you talk to the team, you know, you only score 2 goals on those 55 shots. How are you able to keep them positive and reinforce that they're doing the right things, that it's just a matter of time before it comes?
Well, there's a number of ways. I mean, number one, it's the first time maybe all season, I don't know the exact numbers, that they have had 50-plus shots. And then number two is obviously we show them a lot of video to reinforce the good habits. And trust me, there's been enough bad video sessions where we show them bad habits. It's kind of nice to be able to show some good ones. And again, sometimes when you're in slump, it's very similar to baseball. There's days when you're hitting and the ball seems like a beach ball, and there's days it seems like a pea. And right now, we'd be the equivalent of having difficulty picking the ball up on the scoring ice.
Tonight, fourth line of Nick Hutchison, Ryan McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman. Hutchison and Eastman, scratches last night. How are you hoping that they respond here getting back in the lineup?
Well, with energy, physicality, and consistency. I think I talked to both of them last night, and the reason they were out is I just thought their games were inconsistent. And again, the physical element can't be a one-time thing or once every four shifts. It's got to be in every shift, every minute. That's what I'm looking for in my bottom two lines, is more physical consistency.
Defensively, Torrey Dello is in, Sean Lang back out. How much do you think that Torrey might benefit from the night off, getting some rest and refocusing himself?
Well, we're hoping quite a bit. I mean, Torrey's been really good for us. We talked on the broadcast last night how he just needed to take a step back, get a little bit of a rest. And then conversely, with Sean coming back after a long absence with an injury, back-to-back games I don't think is best suited for him right now. So we also needed the right-handed shot back in the lineup. With Torrey out, it only leaves us Kluchowski as the right shot, and that's a lot more difficult than people might appreciate.
Final thing here. Three games in three nights. We've talked about it a lot back in Ann Arbor. This time, a little bit guys switching in and out of the lineup, so some of the guys had yesterday off. Again, how tough is it to play 3-3, and how are you going to try to manage ice time here tonight?
Well, it's tough, but, you know, it's only an excuse if you want to use it as an excuse. And, you know what, losing teams reach for excuses, winning teams don't. So we have to become a winning team, and it doesn't matter whether we've played 10 games in 10 days. You still have to find a way to play your game. So we're going to try to run four lines. I mean, obviously, we've got Hutchison and Eastman coming in that are fresh. We have to roll. We want to be a four-line team that plays with energy at all times, but especially on 3rd and 3.
All right, that's Jim Holton here in the coach's corner before this one with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Coach, we wish you luck tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza. Papa John's.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Just a couple minutes away from dropping the puck here in Cedar Rapids. Tri-City Storm are on the air here tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Let's get you tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. So we first look to the lineups here for the visiting team, the Tri-City Storm. This is game number 23. The Storm are 5-15-2 overall. In conference, they're 4-11-2. This is an out-of-conference game for the Storm. On the road, they are 2-9. This season is the second matchup with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, and the Storm makes some changes to the lines here tonight. Before we get to the starting lineup, just want to, we mentioned before, Nolan Abel moving up to the second line tonight with Dan Lebosky and Chris Wilkie. Chase Berger back in the center position in between Drew Mayer and Austin Pogansky. McMurphy is centering the fourth line with Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman. Torrey Dello is back in defensively playing with Garrett Cecier. Jalen Schultz and Cutler Martin, Kevin Kerr and Nolan Gukowski, the other defensive pairings. The scratches tonight for the Storm, Thomas Allworth, Joey DiBenedetto, Ross Olsen, and Sean Lang. So those are the decisions that have been made here by the head coach, Jim Holton. Now let's get you the starters. Starting on the left wing, number 13, Garrett Gomez. He scored 2 goals in his past 3 games. He's got 4 points on the season. He's committed to Denver, 6'1", 175-pound Chino Hills, California native. Gomez on the left wing. Joel Esperance is the center, number 27. Esperance, 6'2", 175 pounds, a Brighton, Michigan native. Esperance has played in 22 games. He leads the Storm with 9 goals and 7 assists for 16 points. Esperance is committed to Michigan Tech. On the right wing, number 21, Christian Horn. Horn, out of Plymouth, Minnesota, played at the beginning of the season with the University of Minnesota, but He decided to leave, join the Storm. This season, since joining the Storm, he's played in 15 games, 4 goals and 7 assists for 11 points there for Christian Horn, 5'11", 180 pounds, on the right wing wearing number 21. On defense, you've got number 7, Garrett Cecere. Cecere, a West Des Moines, Iowa native, 5'10", 175 pounds, wears number 7. Played 17 games this season. Cecere has registered 7 assists, and he's committed to Colorado College. On the right defense is number 3, Tori Dello. Dello, 6'1", 180 pounds, a Crystal Lake, Illinois native. He's played in 21 games this year, has a goal and an assist, and he's committed to the University of Notre Dame. Tori Dello on the right defense. In net for the Tri-City Storm tonight is their goaltender, Jacob Johansson, wears number 30, 6'2", 185 pounds, Stockholm, Sweden native. Johansson, through 18 games this year, has been a stud in net for Tri-City. 3 goals against, 3.02, and a goals against, a save percentage of 91.7%. Johansson getting the start in net, and that's your Tri-City Storm starting lineup tonight. The head coach is Jim Holton in his first season. Assistant coach, J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, Eric Blaze, and the athletic trainer is Matt Stern. For the Rough Riders tonight, Cedar Rapids here playing the Storm for a second time. They get the 7-4 win the last time these two teams met, and the Rough Riders this season have done well. They have had some tight games, and most recently they faced the Green Bay Gamblers. Gamblers last night came away just with a close game, but it was a loss. The Gamblers lost 4-3 to Cedar Rapids. Rough Riders in the Eastern Conference right now are actually in fifth place on the outside looking into the playoff picture, but they're just 1 point out of third and 2 points out of second. So there's a big bunch at the top of the Eastern Conference. Dubuque is at the top, Team USA just behind them. Then you got Indiana and Green Bay are tied in third with 28 points apiece. Cedar Rapids is in fifth with 27. Rough Riders want to get 2 points tonight and potentially move back into playoff position in the Eastern Conference, and the Rough Riders come out with a record overall of 13-6-1. Here's their starting lineup. On the left wing, number 17, Dylan Garo. Garo committed to Clarkson University, 6', 190 pounds. He's a Richmond, Ontario native. On the left wing, wears number 17. At the center, number 13, Andrew Podorowski. Podorowski committed to the University of New Hampshire, 5'10". 188 pounds. He's a Williamsville, New York native. Where's number 13 at the center? Podorowski. On the right wing, number 18. Podorowski wears 13. 18 is Judd Peterson. Peterson on the right wing, committed to St. Cloud University. And St. Cloud State, and 6', 193 pounds for Peterson. Hometown is Duluth, Minnesota. On the right wing, number 18, Judd Peterson this season. He has scored 9 goals and added 5 assists. Podorowski also with 9 goals. Those two are tied for the team lead. On defense, on the left side, it's Mark Ock. Ock committed to Michigan Tech, Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan native. Wears number 25 on the left side, 5'11", 184 pounds. Ock this season for the Rough Riders, 3 goals and 6 assists. On the right side of the defense is number 12, Scott Moldenhauer, committed to Western Michigan. He's 6'4", 217 pounds, a big boy. Moldenhauer dropped the gloves last night. There were 3 fights in the game last night in just a span of 5 minutes in the second period between Cedar Rapids and Green Bay. Moldenhauer is an Oak Ridge, North Carolina native. He's on the right defense tonight. In this season, he has 2 assists for the Rough Riders, and he comes in at -3. In net for Cedar Rapids, number 33, Chris Birdsall. Birdsall gets the start here tonight. Now, he was getting a lot of starts early on this season. However, the Rough Riders have gone in favor of Danny Tyrone as of late. Tyrone has played 11 games. Birdsall will get his 10th appearance tonight. Birdsall with a record of 5-3-1, goals against average of 3.07, and a save percentage of 90.4%. He gets the start. He faced the Storm the last time. It was a 7-4 victory for Cedar Rapids. Birdsall is a Glen Rock, New Jersey native. He's 5'11", 175 pounds, and he's committed to Boston College. He wears number 33 in net for the Rough Riders. The backup is Tyrone. He wears number 35. He's committed to UNH, and he's serving as the backup tonight for Cedar Rapids. The head coach of the Rough Riders is Mark Carlson. Assistants, Phil Oser, Tom Upton, and Doug Leverton. Trainer is Chris Ipson. Now let's get to your New West Sports Medicine three keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West is for the athlete in all of us. Three keys to victory. First key I got from this morning, assistant coach for the Storm, Eric Largen, said, hey, you need to make a key to your game here tonight, Jacob Johansson. He needs to come out and have a big performance for the Storm. This is a Rough Riders team that really scored a bunch of goals. I believe they scored six against Johansson the last time out, and then added the empty netter for the seventh. And this is going to be a big game for Jacob. Johansson played on Thursday night against Waterloo, kept the Storm in the game with a good game. However, Tri-City Storm fell in that game to Waterloo. Tonight, Johansson, after a night off, comes back in the net, and he's going to have a chance to give his team a win once again. Number one key is to get Johansson settled and have a great game in between the pipes tonight. Second key to victory here tonight is for the Storm to be physical. Can't get pushed around by this Cedar Rapids team. Got to stand up for themselves. Coach Holton mentioned it in the coach's corner. Need Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman to continue the physical play. Defensively, we got to get physical play from Cutler Martin, and as well as Nolan Glukowski. Jalen Schultz in the lineup tonight always provides a bit of a physical edge, and that's going to be something that they need from him every shift. Can't just be sometimes. Needs to be a physical presence here in Cedar Rapids against the tough Rough Rider team. That's a key for the Storm tonight. Finally, Storm need to get that offensive breakthrough. We've been talking about it, seems like forever, but the Storm got to get the offensive breakthrough tonight, especially against the Cedar Rapids team that does not have trouble putting the puck in the net. A lot of goal scoring for Cedar Rapids this season. As we mentioned, the goal scoring leaders for the Rough Riders here this season, two different players with nine goals, Podorowski as well as Judd Peterson. Also, Dylan McLaughlin has 13 assists, Podorowski with 14 assists, Jason Kalinowski has four goals and 14 assists. Rough Riders have about seven or eight players in double digits in points for the season. Storm only have two. That's Lesperance. Actually, Chris Wilkie is as well. Lesperance, Chris Wilkie, as well as Christian Horn. And so the scoring has been a stark difference between these two teams this year. Storm need that scoring breakthrough, and they love it to come early in the game, take a lead here tonight against the tough Cedar Rapids team. Should be a good matchup here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Fans, we want to remind you tonight about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Get your questions in to Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. If you got a question about the Storm, send it to bestwesternpluskearney at gmail.com. We'll answer it during the Central Hydraulic intermission report, and we'll make sure we keep you up to date and stay informed on all things Tri-City Storm hockey here this season. The Storm, you can follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tri-City Storm. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Tri-City Storm. We have an Instagram account that is also Tri-City Storm, and really different ways to keep up with us, but the best way is to head to stormhockey.com. That's where you can get all your latest information. Tonight's game, Tri-City Storm, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, should be a good one here tonight. About to get the starting lineups underway here at the stable. A very tough place to play here in the stable. It's loud. The goal horn is extremely loud in this arena. I mean, if you thought it was loud when you heard it last night against Des Moines, this place gets rocking. When they get the goal horn rolling, it is a very tough place to play. The crowd is on top of you, and fans are into this team here this year. Cedar Rapids, again, 13-6-1 overall record for the Rough Riders, coming with a .675 winning percentage, and they're 8-2 at home here at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, a tough team to play when you're in their barn, and Tri-City going to try to gear up tonight and do everything they can to stop this Cedar Rapids team. A couple different Storm players we're looking at. see some more from here. We saw last night we got goals from Garrett Gomez as well as Chris Wilkie. Tonight, going to be important to see everybody in this lineup. Especially would be nice to see Chase Berger and Drew Mayer continue the offensive synergy that they had late in the game last night. They kind of finally were able to break through, and they also had Nolan Abel working with them. Abel moves up to play between Lebosky and Chris Wilkie, but if you get Berger, Mayer, and Poganski all together, the three of them, it's a very good situation for the Storm. Puck possession-wise, you know Poganski can get in the corners, get in the trenches, and really continue possession. Drew Mayer was showing some signs of that as well last night. Chase Berger, a guy, if he can win faceoffs, he can be effective and shoot the puck. Berger's got to get some more shots on net here, and that's going to be a key for his success. Is he struggled to just put shots on net. And when you get more shots, you're going to have more scoring opportunities. Defensively, the Storm looking for big games here from Cutler Martin and Jalen Schultz. Nolan Gwukowski, Kevin Kerr have also been key factors here defensively. They've been good enough defensively, but they need to increase their offensive output. Storm looking for the offensive breakthrough here tonight. Getting ready to go here, the Tri-City Storm and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders and the Viero pregame show. Rough Riders about to announce their starting lineups right now. Running a couple minutes late here is scheduled 7:05 start. However, they'll be dropping the puck here in a couple minutes doing the starting lineups. Right now are the Rough Riders. And Storm leading scorers this season. They've been led by Joel Esperance all year. Esperance, the key to the scoring for the Storm thus far, 9 goals and 7 assists for 16 points for Esperance. Storm have also gotten scoring from Christian Horn, 4 goals and 7 assists. Chris Wilkie has been a key for Tri-City with 6 goals and 4 assists. But other than that, you're looking at Chase Berger's got 4 goals. Poganski's had 4, but he hasn't had one in a while. And then you've had some guys that have provided some assists. Nolan Gwukowski with 8 assists. Cecil with 7. You've got Dan Lebosky, who has yet to score a goal, but he's got 8 assists as well. And Tri-City here looking to get some more offensive output. And this is their 12th road game of the season, 24th game overall. So after we saw so many home games early on in the Tri-City Storm season, they're almost back to even between home and road. They played 6 of their first 7 games at home. And now this is their road game number 12. So actually have played 12 road games and only 11 home games. Pretty surprising if you're a Storm fan. You feel like you've probably been at the Aviero Event Center plenty. However, that's not the case. Storm's next game will be on Wednesday against the Omaha Lancers. So fans, mark your calendars. Wednesday night will be in the Storm. Take on the Omaha Lancers at Omaha. We'll be here with the pregame show at 6:45 in the full game on the Breeze starting at 7:05. That's on Wednesday. But now we are ready to go here in the stable. Tri-City Storm, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, just about to get things underway here between these two teams. We'll take a break and come back for the national anthem here at the stable, and then we'll be ready to go for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. be yourself.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Ready to go here in Cedar Rapids. First time the Storm are here this season, the only time. The Tri-City will be in the stable. Storm going from left to right on your radio dial here for the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Cedar Rapids going from right to left, and the Rough Riders have won the opening faceoff. Storm are in their white uniforms here tonight. They had the blacks on the last two nights, and they're in their whites here tonight with white helmets and purple lettering and numbering on the back. They move into the Rough Rider end. Christian Horn on the far side to the center. Lesbron scores! Joel Lesperance on the first shot of the game, and the Storm take a 1-0 lead 21 seconds in. Christian Horn moved into the zone. He found Lesperance in front, and the deflection beat Birdsall cleanly right under the crossbar. Tri-City Storm take a 1-0 lead and silence this crowd here in Cedar Rapids. It's Joel Lesperance's 10th goal of the season, and they have a 1-0 lead on the first shift of the game. It only took 21 seconds. And Tri-City, lot of energy after that one on the bench, coming in and silencing the crowd. Rough Riders win this faceoff to restart play. It's Lesperance's 10th of the season. Christian Horn picks up the first assist there for Tri-City, and they have a 1-0 lead right off the back. That is what they were missing the last couple nights. The last two nights, the Storm didn't score until there was about 5 minutes left in the game. Here tonight, they score 21 seconds in. Quick shot from Cedar Rapids. They also give an assist to Gomez, so Gomez continues the point streak here. He's got three in his last four games, and the Storm now able to come out of their own zone. It's Chris Wilkie through neutral ice. Wilkie past the blue line. Wilkie's in onside, takes a big hit there from Clark Custer, loses the puck, and now Rough Riders have it, but they almost turned it over in front of their net. Now they do. Berger comes in to grab it. Now he gets shoved into the near side corner. And it's taken back by the Rough Riders. Rough Riders are wearing black uniforms tonight with their Rough Rider crest logo in the center and those awkward zebra stripes on the side that we saw back in Tri-City. Big hit on Polganski on the far side. He got his bell rung. His chin strap got unbuttoned as well. And Polganski, good to see him back on his feet. And up on the ice, rebuttons his chin strap here as Martin goes back to get the puck behind the Storm in. Rough Riders with white lettering and numbering on the back of their uniforms, as I said before, going from right to left. On your radio dial, Tri-City Storm strike early in this one. Lesperance with a goal for the 1-0 lead early on, and Tri-City now moves through the Rough Rider end. It goes all the way back down into the Cedar Rapids side, and it's Mark Ock who brings it forward on the far side. He was stopped, but now he'll go to the near side. And Eastman fell down and neutralized there. Now fans are taunting Eastman there as he just lost an edge in neutral ice. And Nick Hutchison lost a stick there near the Storm bench, trying to make some contact with some Rough Riders players. The Storm dumped the puck back into the Rough Rider end. 1-0 Tri-City here, 2.5 minutes in. Quick shot from Gomez went wide. And now on the far side, it's Ryan McMurphy that gets it in deep. Eastman levels his man. Bunch of big hits here early on in this one, as it's Ogilvie who takes a hit from Gomez on the near side. Dello keeps it in on the near side wall. Cedar Rapids able to skate out with it. Ogilvie on the near side, banks it to neutral ice. And now it's Alec Marsh on the near side of the Storm. And takes a shot. Johansson makes the save with the right pad. Rebound on the near side. Christian Horn brought it up the wall. Couldn't get it out. Now it's Garrett Cecere who will skate it forward. Passes to Gomez on the far side. Gomez took a hit from Judd Peterson. On the far side, gets dumped back in by the Rough Riders. Dello first man there on the near side. Dello to the far side for Cecere. Cecere on the far side. Gomez got it for Lesperance. Lesperance with speed. In onside. Got a puck swept to the near side wall. Keeps it in, though. Got it deep for Christian Horn. Horn shoves his man into the wall. It's moved on the near side by Lesperance. Back to Horn, who got shoved again. Lesperance won the battle in deep. Got it to Gomez, who got sealed off. Nice play, though, by the Rough Riders. And it's Patrash that made the play, and now here comes Cedar Rapids through neutral ice. Peterson got it in deep. Peterson in the far side corner looking to the center. Play was broken up. Puck's loose on the far side wall, picked up by the Rough Riders. Nice job by the Storm, hassling them on the right side. Now down low, it goes for Podorowski. Podorowski takes a hit from Glukowski. Nice job by Glukowski. Stopped him on the corner. Now Podorowski gets it back. Try to go up top. He left it down low into the near side corner. For Cedar Rapids, Petrash lost it, and now it's Christian Horn. Horn got it forward for Lebowski, skating into the Rough Rider end. Lebowski on the far side gets to the puck, try to float up top, and it came out of the zone. Try to find Nolan Abel there, and now it's Schultz able to circle back with Martin. Schultz has it on the far side, got it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski got hit, couldn't get it into the zone. Now he'll try again. This time he'll skate it in. Got it to Martin on the near side. Martin tried to get it in deep. It was blocked out of the zone. Schultz able to come back and get it. Jalen Schultz with it. Trying City Storm have a 1-0 lead, and Schultz turns it over on the far side. Picked up by Petrash. Petrash now on the far side. It's dumped in deep. It's Stamen. Dylan Stamen up top for Chad Curdy. Now on the far side, they work it back down low. A chance in front was taken away by Nolan Abel. And now on the far side, Lebowski. 3-on-3. Lebowski flips that one in. Takes a hit. It's a penalty upcoming to Cedar Rapids. Rough Riders touch up. Lebowski took that hit. It was a high hit on Lebowski. And Tri-City Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm with a power play and a 1-0 lead here. 4 minutes, almost 5 minutes in. 4 minutes and 51 seconds into this game. And they win the faceoff. Kerr to Cecere. Cecere on the far side. Lesperance with a shot that was blocked. Lesperance lost the puck. And now here comes Cedar Rapids shorthanded. They move past the red line. Into the zone. Thrown to the net. Went wide. Rebound down low for Garo. And now it's picked up by Kevin Kerr. Tri-City with possession. Kevin Kerr forward for Lesperance. Past the red line. He flips in deep. Going to skate. With it is Poganski. Poganski back to Lesperance. Behind the net. Looking in front for Horn. Went up top for Kerr with a shot. And it's... Oh, it went wide. Nice chance in front. There's a couple chances there. As the shot went wide, now it's cleared all the way down by Cedar Rapids. Johansson left it behind the net for Kevin Kerr. A lot of pressure from Stamen. And it's played by Glukowski, who just came onto the ice. Back to Kerr. Kevin Kerr has it now. He'll move forward. Kevin Kerr to neutral ice. Showing on the power play for another minute and 7 seconds. Birdsall stopped it behind the net, and it's sent all the way down to the Storm end once again. Johansson sticks it down for Tri-City. Cutler Martin on the ice now, as well as Wilkie, Lebowski, and Nolan Abel. Seeing power play time here as Lebowski sees it neutral ice. Lebowski flips it in, takes a hit. Lebowski has gotten interference calls with that play a couple times this season. That time, no call. The Storm already on the Century 21 power play. Now Cutler Martin has it on the left point. Got it up top. Not a good pass for Glukowski. Glukowski had to settle it down in neutral ice. Now Martin takes a hit on the far side, and here comes McLaughlin. Dylan McLaughlin on the far side to the net, and a save made by Johansson. Now a rebound up top, and a shot from Custer. He fanned on it. Cedar Rapids, a couple shorthanded chances here. Tri-City going to settle things down. It's Martin and Glukowski on the near side. Moving forward to neutral ice. Glukowski sends it in on Birdsall, who stops it and hangs on. 13 seconds remaining on the Century 21 power play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead. 13:22 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Joel Lesperance with the game's first goal, 21 seconds in. On a pass from Christian Horn, Garrett Gomez on the second assist. Tri-City with an offensive zone faceoff here with the final 13 seconds of the power play. They win it. Hutchison up to Dello. Dello on the right point. Swings it over to the far side. Schultz. Schultz with a shot that was blocked in front. Rebound is picked up and cleared all the way down by Jack Rowe. Johansson slapping his stick as the penalty is over. Cedar Rapids to full strength. 1-0 Tri-City here 7 minutes into the game. Eastman on the far side. Got it up to Schultz, who's running the break here. Schultz takes a hit, but Eastman goes and picks it up. Eastman behind the net. Eastman looking to the near side. From the corner, trying to give it on the near side to McMurphy, and a shot from Eastman. Save made by Birdsall. Now McMurphy to the center. Banked off the skate. Back to Eastman. Up top, Dello. Dello holds up from the point. Banks it off the side of the backboards. And the rebound came back to Mark Ock. And Ock's going to take it to the top. And it's out of the zone. Here comes Jack Rowe. Flips it to the near side. A little move there by Podorowski. Waits for some help. Sent a cross-ice pass that got deflected away by Hutchison. Got swung over to Dello. Dello makes a nice move to get away from an attacking forechecker. And now try to get it to Hutchison. Taken away by Stamen. Here's a chance in front. A shot and a save by Johansson. Shot came there by Fornaris. Carlos Fornaris, the RPI commit, took that shot, and we get a stoppage in play here with 12:13 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm score an early goal, and they now have a 1-0 lead on top of the Rough Riders. Cedar Rapids here this season has done a great job at home. They're 8-2, and Tri-City with the early lead here on Cedar Rapids. So a good start for the Storm here in this one. 12:13 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Are you stuck for a fun holiday gift idea? Give Nebraska Lottery tickets this year. You can find them at any Nebraska Lottery retailer. They make a great stocking stuffer, and they'll fit just about everyone on your list. But you must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Faceoff is in the Storm end. Johansson will see it to the left of him. It's Lesperance against Stamen, won by the Rough Riders. Taken on the far side. Gomez took a hit on his man. Stamen to the center. It's deflected in front, taken by Nolan Glukowski. Glukowski banks it off the far side, out to neutral ice. Nice job by the defenseman for Tri-City. Puck gets thrown in on Johansson. He sticks it down, and Kevin Kerr will settle it behind the net. See some forecheck there from Carlos Fornaris. And now he gets it out to neutral ice. Gomez couldn't get it into the zone, and Stamen will have it for Cedar Rapids. Threw it all the way down. It's going to be an icing whistle to Cedar Rapids. Kevin Curry able to win the race there. 11:41 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City gets the early goal from Joel Lesperance, 21 seconds in. They lead 1-0 right now. Storm will see if they can get that offensive breakout that we've been hoping for last couple of weeks. Got an early one in this one, and they have the lead. Faceoff won by Tri-City in the Cedar Rapids end. Chase Berger has it on the far side. Berger leaves it for Mayer. In the corner, gets shoved down. Nice hit there by the Rough Riders. And now it's moved on the far side wall. Picked back up by Mayer. Tried a shot that was blocked. Now Poganski with a shot that he missed wide and out of play. Nice look by Poganski. Good power moves from Berger and Mayer. We mentioned that line in the Vieira Wireless pregame show being a key here for the Storm. Poganski hasn't scored much since the first couple weeks of the season. Storm are going to count on him to get some puck possession and throw some pucks at the net. Right now, Storm are out shooting Cedar Rapids on the board 4-2, 11:23 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City on the far side wins the faceoff again, but this time it's Cedar Rapids that comes away with it, and Ock will start things the other way. Rough Riders through neutral ice into the Storm end on the far side with a quick shot that missed the net wide. On the near side, it's Mark Ock that picks up the rebound. Throw with the net. Save made by Johansson. Torrey Dello able to pick it up. Dello seeing a lot of pressure, but able to move it to Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski flips one up to neutral ice. It's rolling back to the Rough Rider end. Icing waved off. Ock has to go back and get it. Ock on the near side, all the way through neutral ice, picked up and moved into the Storm end by Alec Marsh. Marsh gets past Cecere, but then left the puck behind him, and Cecere will start forward. Leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski's in onside, got Abel in the center, found Cecere's a trailer, and Cecere couldn't handle the pass right in the slot. Good pass there from Lebowski, as Abel was charging the net as well, now taken back by Cedar Rapids. Ivan Provorov. Provorov makes a move, fast Schultz shoots wide of the net. He came in on Johansson and shot it wide, and the rebound deflected off the glass. Out of play. Levinsoff will be back in the neutral ice as the Tri-City Storm lead 1-0. 10:28 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Faceoff in neutral ice here in Cedar Rapids. Lesperance able to win it against Dylan McLaughlin, and now it's moved forward by Lesperance into the Rough Rider end. Picked up there by a defenseman for the Rough Riders, Clark Custer. And now McLaughlin has it on the far side. It's moved out of the zone. Cutler Martin brings it back for Gomez, who's in onside. Gomez trying to find Lesperance, but it goes to Horn. He takes a shot, and Bertzel made the save. Nice save there. Christian Horn kept that shot low and got it on net. Bertzel hasn't seen too many shots, but the Storm have had some good ones here. This time, they try to bring it up to the point for Martin, and it goes all the way out of the zone. Back to the stick of Johansson. Cutler Martin brings it back. Martin to the near side. Glukowski starts the break. Glukowski all the way down. Hutchison first man there and against the icing. Hutchison from behind the net. Played it on the far side. Try to find Eastman. Knocked down Garo. And now here comes Ock through neutral ice into the Storm end on the near side with a shot and a save made by Johansson. Rebound. Kerr tried to clear it around on the far side. It was blocked. But now Kerr found it. Puck was moved behind the net. Now McMurphy on the far side. Chipped it forward. Eastman trying to get it out. Loose puck picked up by Hutchison. Nice move with the puck from Hutchison. Gets to the red line and gets it in deep. Good work by Hutchison. Took a hit there but made the right play. And Cedar Rapids will get possession. Ock with the forecheck from Eastman. Able to get it to neutral ice, and we get a penalty upcoming. It's going to be a penalty for a high stick. High sticking to Kyle Eastman in the Tri-State Storm. Now, I thought they might have been able to call hooking there, but I did not see a high stick on Eastman. First GNC penalty kill of the night for Tri-City. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Face-off here in the Storm end as Cedar Rapids starts their first power play of the night. It is won by Tri-City, and they send it the length of the ice. Nice job by Glukowski there. Custer has to pick it up in Cedar Rapids end. Mayer all over him on the forecheck. Got to be careful. Mayer does take him down. No call coming, though, as Alec Marsh brings it up. Now he onside. Ogilvy gets stopped there by Glukowski, but Marsh gets it back. Gets a hit. Now gets it to Ock. Ock into the zone, to the net. And what a move by Ock, but Johansson stones him. And it's kept in, though, by the Rough Riders. Custer at the center. Custer on the near side, back to Ock. Down low, deflected, out of play. Nice job by Tri-City with the active stick to deflect it out. 1:26 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. And Mark Ock may have just had the best Cedar Rapids chance of the game. He walked right through the Tri-City defense. And Jacob Johansson stayed with him the whole way. Big save by Johansson to keep it 1-0 Storm with 8:37 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Lesperance on the faceoff, able to win it against Podorowski, trying to get it up, and he does get it out of the zone. Gomez worked to get it out, and then he got it into the Cedar Rapids, and Lesperance charging hard there, but he cannot win the puck, and Cedar Rapids has it with a minute 12 remaining on the Rough Rider power play, the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Moved through neutral ice and dumped in on Johansson. He covers up to stop play. 1:04 remaining now in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 1-0 lead for the Storm. Get a goal 21 seconds in from Lesperance. 8:15 remaining here in the opening period. Shots on net 5 apiece for these two teams. Faceoff won by Cedar Rapids, but the puck's out of the zone as they could not keep it in. Now Hutchison on the forecheck, able to create a turnover. McMurphy whiffed on a pass, and now Glukowski sends it in deep. Nice job by the Storm, a neutral ice there. 48 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Move forward by the Rough Riders now. Podorowski tried to chip it in, and it does go in, but the Storm sent it right back out. Glukowski again. 30 seconds remaining now in the GNC penalty kill. Curdy has it behind the Cedar Rapids net. Charlie Curdy, Mound, Minnesota native, moved up. And again, Glukowski gets to the puck and clears it out. 20 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Now it's played by Ock, who's had the best chance of this power play early on to the near side, Jack Rowe. Rowe flips it in deep, goes behind the net. Kevin Kerr back to go get it. Trying to kick it forward. It was turned over to Cedar Rapids. Final seconds of the power play here. Chance to the net. Johansson makes the save on Kalinowski. Now it's moved around the near side. Eastman trying to chip it, and he gets it up to the top. Rowe keeps it in. Stick down by Mayer out of the air, and he got it out to neutral ice. Ock has it in neutral ice. Under 7 minutes remaining in the period. 1-0 Tri-City. We're back at even strength. Nice job by the Storm here. Neutral ice, but they're able to bring it in. Cedar Rapids does. Kalinowski gets shoved by Eastman from behind there. Eastman getting lucky. It could have been a cross-checking call there. As Kevin Kerr took a hit in neutral ice, but he gets the puck back to Cecere. Cecere will have it for Tri-City. Shifts forward. Got it into the Cedar Rapids end. Icing will be waved off here as Christian Horn goes back to trying to get it. It's moved by Kalinowski to the near side. And now out of the zone by Cedar Rapids. Nice job by Gomez sealing off Stamen in neutral ice. Now we get a whistle offside the call on Cedar Rapids. 6:23 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Rough Riders. Cedar Rapids out shooting Tri-City 6-5 right now on the board. Fans, you can buy $10 of Nebraska Lottery Powerball, and you'll get an entry voucher for a chance to win a trip to the ultimate tailgate party in Cleveland with 100 Pro Football Hall of Famers. Visit nelottery.com for details. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 1-0 the score here in Cedar Rapids at the Stable. Tri-City Storm got a goal just 21 seconds in on their first shot of the game. Joel Esperance, his 10th of the season, has him ahead 1-0. Storm have done well here in this game. They've gotten some opportunities. But right now, it's 1-0 game, and if you're Tri-City, you got to work on extending that lead. Continue to try to get your offensive opportunities. Continue to go to the net like they did on the first play of the game. Face-off between Lesperance and Stamen to restart play. Storm win it. Back in their own end. Cutler Martin moves it forward. Lesperance got a piece. Got it to Gomez rolling in. Gomez from the far side to the center, and it's deflection in front. Christian Horn was there. Burnsall made the save. And now the Rough Riders bring it out. Nice job by Gomez holding up Stamen in neutral ice. He got it in deep, though, for the Rough Riders. Schultz turns it over to Patrasche behind the net. Stamen takes a hit from Schultz, who's back in the play. Lesperance comes in to help. And it's won by Lesperance. He moves to neutral ice, flips one into the Rough Rider, and icing is whistled. Lesperance a little too much on that pass, trying to leave it in front for Christian Horn. Horn could not beat the speedy Charlie Curdy down the ice. Curdy wins the battle, the race, and it'll be a face-off in the Storm end after the icing. Face-off to the left of Johansson as Lesperance comes in to take it for Tri-City. 5:48 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead here on the Breeze. Storm win it. Gomez to Schultz. Schultz flips it forward for Horn. Lost the puck, though, and now it's Ogilvy on the far side. And a chance for Cedar Rapids. Nice job by Cutler Martin on Custer. Custer keeps it in at the right point. Pass was deflected. Bouncing puck picked up by Tri-City. Gomez has got it. Nice pass for Horn. Here's a 2-on-1. Horn and Lesperance. Horn shoots. Score! Christian Horn puts the Storm up 2-0 with 5:23 remaining in the first period. A 2-on-1 that developed. Gomez got it to Horn, and Christian Horn beat Birdsall cleanly. That's the kind of goal you like to see from Christian Horn, his 5th of the season since joining the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm have a 2-0 lead with 5:23 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. That's a great play by Christian Horn. He recognizes the 2-on-1. Instead of forcing a pass to Lesperance, he settles down and rips a shot past Birdsall. We got a 2-0 Storm lead. 5:20 remaining here in the first. Cedar Rapids wins the faceoff. They send it the length of the ice, and icing is whistled on the Rough Riders. Tri-City with another offensive zone faceoff here, and they can continue to work offensively. They got a 2-0 lead on the Rough Riders. A lot of time left in this game. Still in the Nebraska Lottery first period, but you got to like what you've seen from the top line. Lesperance and Christian Horn working with Gomez. And a face-off won by the Storm. Glukowski with a shot that just got whistled wide. Nice job by Glukowski. Almost able to put one by there. Now Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie on the near side corner. Takes a hit. Moves the puck down low. Nolan Abel on the near side. Got it up the wall, and it's out of the zone. Poked out there by Garo. Nice job by Abel to recover the puck. Get it to Cecier on the near side. Lebowski. Nice pass for Lebowski to Abel, but it was broken up there. And Garo takes it back. Lebowski tried to hit him. He couldn't. Garo with a shot and a save by Johansson. Rebound settled down on the near side by Wilkie. Wilkie moving forward to the center of the ice, to neutral ice. Wilkie in onside, trying to take a shot that was blocked there by Ock. Now Wilkie will go for a change, and it's McLaughlin. Dylan McLaughlin through neutral ice, moves in onside. Rowe to the center and out of the zone. Gomez picks up the assist on that Horn goal. And now the Storm had possession. They moved it forward. Now it goes back into neutral ice. McLaughlin in onside for Cedar Rapids. They try to get into the center for Rowe. Was blocked. They got it down low for Rowe, though. Mayer tying him up on the near side. Rowe able to poke it to the corner. And now we get a stoppage and a penalty whistle. Drew Mayer on the holding call. He tied up Rowe. trying to battle there with Rowe, and Mayer didn't like the call, but he's getting 2 minutes for holding. Officials not hearing anything there as Mayer skates into the box to the Storm on the GNC penalty kill for the next 2 minutes. Mayer into the box for holding. 4 minutes remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead. Goals from L'Esperance and Horn. Face off won by Tri-City, and Martin got it forward on the near side. Stopped at the line, and now all the way down it goes. Glukowski has got the eye right now, been able to clear the zone many times on the penalty kill. Mayer in the box, 2 minutes for holding. Cedar Rapids coming forward to the power play. Mark Ock on the far side brings it into the zone. Goes in deep. Ryan McMurphy had it on the backhand. Stops in the corner. Lost the puck. And it's poked down low. Back for the Rough Riders. Ogilvy had it. Patrash comes in to take it. Takes a hit. Glukowski swings it around and out. Glukowski again able to slap it out of the zone. 40 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Storm get a bunch of changes here. Lebowski, Dello, and Martin all on the ice. Moved in by the Rough Riders on the near side. Podorowski from the top of the circle on the near side half wall. Down low to the corner. Up top for Ock. Mark Ock fakes on a shot. Gets it to Podorowski. Try to get it back up top. It hit Lebowski skate and went into the corner. Now Peterson gets hauled down. Gets back up on his feet. But now the puck is out of the zone. Rough Riders try to bring it to the left point for Provorov, and it went out. Provorov has it back on a stick. He carries in. Provorov on the near side half wall. To the center. Peterson just missed the net. Peterson with a grade A opportunity there, and he missed the net. He had Johansson a step behind, and he missed the net. Storm get a turnover, a neutral ice. L'Esperance sends it all the way in on Burisall, and he's got to cover up and stop play as Gomez was in there to force the faceoff. Nice job by Tri-City. You've got 26 seconds left on the Drew Mayer holding call on the GNC penalty kill. You got 2:27 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City ahead 2-0 on Cedar Rapids. Face-off now to the left of Burisall in the Cedar Rapids end with the Storm killing a penalty. L'Esperance will take it for Tri-City. L'Esperance has been a big key to the penalty kill lately, not to mention a big key to the offense as he's leading the team with 10 goals. Cedar Rapids able to win this faceoff, though, and they bring it forward. It's Stamen. Stamen on the near side. Lost his footing. Glukowski trying to punch the puck out, and we get a stoppage. As they say, the puck is frozen. Glukowski was trying to chip that out. Stamen was on the ground. Nolan Glukowski, when he sees somebody on the ground and the puck's under him, he's not afraid to chip and really give a couple shots to the player who's down. 10 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. 2:10 remaining in the period. The Rough Riders win it in neutral ice. And now they have the puck in offside. Puck's poked out by Berger. Got taken away from him. We're back to even strength as Mayer comes out of the box. Kevin Kerr back to get it in the Storm end on the far side. Mayer chipped it nicely to Berger, who got it out of the zone. Loose puck in neutral ice. Battled on the far side near the Cedar Rapids bench. Berger got it back to Glukowski. Nolan Glukowski slaps that one on Burisall, who made the glove save. Rebound came out in front of him, and Custer plays it on the near side wall. Picked up by Jack Rowe. Rowe got it a neutral ice, hit a skate there, taken by Wilkie. Back to Mayer. Mayer dumped it in, moved, shifted past one man. Now Wilkie's in on net. Wilkie shoots, and it goes wide. Save was made there. Rebound wide, and now Burisall covers up. An awkward bounce on the far side found Chris Wilkie with the puck all alone. Just put a shot in on Burisall. Burisall made the save, and the rebound got poked into the corner. Good shot from Wilkie, and a nice, tenacious play by the Storm offensively. Started by Mayer, who got the puck in with a bit of an acrobatic sidestep of a Cedar Rapids defenseman. And it's 2-0 Storm. 1:22 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Abel got tossed out of the circle. Wilkie tried to win it forward. Here's a chance for Abel. Wilkie ends up on the stick, trying to wrap around. It was broken up. And now it's put behind the Cedar Rapids net to the near side corner. Abel throws his body around here on the near side wall, and McLaughlin comes out with it. Here comes Cedar Rapids. Kalinowski moves in onside, stops there, gets it back to Rowe for a shot. Johansson blockers it to the corner, and now it's moved ahead and kept in by the Rough Riders. Final minute of play in the first period. Puck was up top on the net, but Cedar Rapids able to get it off before a stoppage. McLaughlin has it to the center. Kept it in. Rough Riders with a chance here. 43 seconds left in this period. 2-0 Storm right now. McLaughlin behind the net, twisting and turning. Pass through his legs behind the net again. Abel trying to come in and take it away. Puck's loose on the far side. Schultz is the first man there. Got it to Lebowski, who chipped it out, rolling through neutral ice. Back to the Cedar Rapids end. Rough Riders have it. 24 seconds left in the period. It's chipped in by Marsh. Bouncing puck to the center. Calm down, and Horn sends it out of the zone. 15 seconds left now in the period. Mark Ock on the near side. Got it forward. Christian Horn gloved it down. Stopped it in neutral ice. On the near side, it's sent in by Glukowski. Final 5 seconds now in the period. And it's behind the Cedar Rapids net on the near side. And that's how things will end. Glukowski took a shove from Marsh there. At the end, Marsh shoved Glukowski pretty high up there. Surprising from Glukowski. You don't see a retaliation like that from Nolan Glukowski. No need to take a penalty there as time expires. Well, your team has a 2-0 lead. 20 minutes in the books. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead. Great period from the Storm. They get goals from Lesperance and Christian Horn, and they got a 2-0 edge. Headed into the locker room after war. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Recap that first period right here on your Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOtires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back to the stable, Cedar Rapids Ice Arena here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where after 20 minutes, the Tri-City Storm have themselves a 2-0 lead. The big key to this one, getting a goal 21 seconds in, The last two nights, the Storm have been on the road in Waterloo and Des Moines. They did not score a goal until the last final 5 or 6 minutes of the third period. Here tonight, how about a goal on the first shift? Joel Esperance, 21 seconds in. Christian Horn, Garrett Gomez picking up assists. And then Christian Horn at 14:37 makes it 2-0, scoring from Gomez. Gomez with two assists here tonight in the first period. And Tri-City has a 2-0 lead. They outshoot the Rough Riders 9-8, so pretty close in the first period as far as shots goes. But got to tell you, the quality of opportunities that the Storm had, much better than Cedar Rapids. Jacob Johansson thanking his team here. He gets a 2-goal lead. Only had to see 8 shots in the first period, and a lot of them not really high-quality opportunities. There were a few that the Rough Riders had, and especially the Rough Riders had 2 opportunities on the power play. Storm penalty killing, very impressive here tonight. Kyle Eastman went for high sticking and Drew Mayer for holding. And I tell you what, the Rough Riders had a few looks, but Tri-City very good in their own zone with the penalty kill. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they got to continue to play this way. Just do the little things at this point. You got a 2-0 lead, a lot of time left in this game, but you got to keep building, and this is a great start for Tri-City. The one penalty to Cedar Rapids to Jason Kalinowski for checking from behind at 4:51. That was the hit that he put on Lebowski earlier in the first period. Neither team could convert in the power play. Chris Birdsall for the Rough Riders. Tough first period. 7 saves on 9 shots. Jorgen Johansson 8 for 8 in that first period. And Tri-City really in that period, they're going after the puck. They're trying to do as much as they can in the offensive end. And really a great job for the Storm in that first period. 2-0 lead. L'Esperance's 10th of the season. Horn's 5th. Horn also picks up his 8th assist. Gomez now with 2 goals and 4 assists on the season. He's been really hot lately, Gomez. And he's being rewarded. Playing with L'Esperance and Christian Horn. And I got to tell you, right now, Storm coach Jim Holton is going to go back to that line. They're scoring. Got to keep getting them on the ice. And you're going to see it throughout this game. Also, a good performance from Wilkie and Lebowski with a couple chances. Mayer, Berger, and Pogansky had a couple good shifts as well. So, really, what you like, got to like what you see if you're a Storm fan here after one period of play. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Breeze in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the league in the USHL. Presented by Midway Auto, we're through 20 minutes in Tri-City. As a 2-0 lead right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah?
I heard that.
Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round 2, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe night them too. Great times await. Grab some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a the weather. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in Cedar Rapids, Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. 2 goals in the first period for the Storm. Hey, something in the Storm have done well here. They've shut out their opponent in the first period in all three of these road games on this weekend trip. Didn't allow Des Moines to score last night until middle of the second period. Same thing with Waterloo on Thursday. And Tri-City this time, the key was they scored earlier in the game as opposed to the last two nights where they scored later trying to make a comeback bid. But hey, you get 2 goals here in the first period. That's about what the Storm have been averaging per game all season. So you got 40 more minutes to try to continue the offense here, and you got a great start from guys like Joel Esperance and Christian Horn, as well as Garrett Gomez. Esperance and Horn, the goal scorers, and Gomez with 2 assists here as we welcome you back to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Take a look now at the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. These games going on around the league right now. Team USA is a 3-1 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms, just underway in the third period in Youngstown at the Covelli Center. And the Youngstown Phantoms will be on their way to Kearney in a couple days. They will head to Kearney and face the Storm twice on December 13th and 14th this coming weekend. Tri-City Storm with 2 more home games before they head into the Christmas break. And it'll be both against the Youngstown Phantoms Friday night at 7:30. Saturday night, the Boy Scout Day and Stormy's birthday, 3 p.m. start. And it'll be Storm and the Phantoms next week. Chance for the Storm to get some couple home games under their belt after another long road trip this week. Once again, Team USA with a 3-1 lead on Youngstown at the Covelli Center, just underway in the third period there in Youngstown. Muskegon with a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel after 2 periods of play. Lumberjacks with the 2-1 advantage over Chicago in Muskegon at L.C. Walker Arena. Omaha has a 2-1 lead over Fargo. Last night, the Lancers held off the Force with a 1-0 win. Here tonight, Omaha has a 2-1 lead after 1 period. Both teams with 3 power plays, 6 penalties called. In the first period, we see a checking from behind misconduct to Luca Frigo. And Louis Rowe and Josh Elms dropped the gloves in the first period for the Lancers. Omaha with a 2-1 lead over Fargo. Jake Randolph and Ryan Tate with goals for the Lancers. Garrett Gray put one on the board for the Fargo Force. At the Ralston Arena tonight, Omaha with a 2-1 lead after 1 period. Dubuque has a 1-0 lead over Waterloo after one. It's a regional matchup here in Iowa. Dubuque, Waterloo, and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders here engage in the Cowbell Cup competition. This will be one of those games. Dubuque has a goal from Shane Iserman, assist to Alex Privatera and Keegan Ford at 13:41. And the Fighting Saints have the 1-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks after 1 period. Sioux City has a 3-0 lead on Sioux Falls. Musketeers, 3-0 lead on the road in Sioux Falls in the second period there. Musketeers, couple goals in the first, and they come out with a big lead against Sioux Falls. Musketeers have goals from Dylan Plitt, Nicholas Olson, and Blake Heinrich on the power play. And it's 3-0, all three in the first period, and they have a lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. A lot of penalties in that one as well. Cedric McQuaid and Joe Schultz dropped the gloves in the first, and after 1 period, Musketeers with a 3-0 lead in Sioux Falls Arena. Lincoln and Des Moines are tied 1-1 in Des Moines. And Buccaneers last night defeated the Storm 3-2. After 1 in Des Moines tonight, Lincoln Stars have a goal from Magnus Hoff on the power play, and Jake Jackson has a goal for the Buccaneers. 1-1, Lincoln and Des Moines. That's your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question every Tuesday on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TriCityStorm. head to the Facebook page every Tuesday and be entered to win a free Valentino's buffet with the correct answer to our question. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Head over to the Storm Facebook page every Tuesday for our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. We'll take a break and come back with the start of the second period from the stable in Cedar Rapids. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead over the Rough Riders after one. We'll be back in a few moments for the second period here on The Breeze, 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey. Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders and Tri-City Storm tonight here at the stable in Cedar Rapids. Storm have a 2-0 lead after the first period. Goals by Les Bronson and Christian Horn. Teams have switched sides, ready to drop the puck in the second period. And the Rough Riders control the opening faceoff. They'll go from left to right on your radio dial. Storm in the second will go from right to left. Flipped into the Storm end on the far side in the corner. It's worked by the Rough Riders. They go to the center and a shot. And Johansson makes the save with a blocker. Into the far side corner, the rebound goes. Rough Riders with a good start here in the second. They move out up top to Custer. On the near side wall, he flips it back in deep. Les Bronze pins his man into the wall, but it comes out for another shot that missed the net by Garo. Now a chance at the front from Curdy. Dello puts his man into the far side corner. Puck's worked on the far side wall, and it's, again, Cedar Rapids. Good first possession for the Rough Riders here in the second period. Down two goals to Tri-City. Another shot, and Johansson had to quickly cover that one up. A shot came towards the net, just deflected off a skate, and Johansson had to react very quickly and stop that puck. What a play by Johansson. Very dangerous there. First minute of the second period, controlled by Cedar Rapids here. Storm leading 2-0. Nolan Abel tossed to the faceoff circle now. Lebowski will come in and take it for the Storm. Faceoff is won by Tri-City as they got it forward and could not clear. Puck's back in the near side corner. Kerr took a hit, got it to Glukowski on the far side, and now it's played to neutral ice. Lebowski got a piece of it but could not get control. And it's back into the Storm, and once again, Kevin Kerr back to get it. On the near side corner, Abel trying to poke it forward, and it's moved up to Lebowski. Lebowski to the center to Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone offside. Lebowski way ahead of the play. 18:40 remaining here in the second period. Just a minute 20 in. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead. Faceoff will be right beside the Storm bench in neutral ice. Berger will take it against Dylan McLaughlin. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Mayer able to get it in deep. Ersol settles it down, and the chance for Poganski to come in and try to take the puck. But it's won by Cedar Rapids. And now it's Ian O'Connor who gets it behind the net to Ock. Ock on the far side. Schultz able to keep it in. Mayer has it at the top. Mayer flipped it down low to Poganski on the far side corner. And now Berger comes in to take it. Berger from the corner takes a shove, trying to move it up the wall. And Mayer comes in to help and picks it up. Mayer in the corner to the center, trying to find Berger, taken away by Ock. And now Ock has room to skate, clears it to neutralize. Gloved down by Poganski, got it forward, back for Berger. Berger moved it in, avoided a hit from O'Connor. Into the near side corner, Ock tied up there. Berger took it for Mayer. Mayer behind the net now. Mayer to the front, looks for a backhand shot that was blocked. And now O'Connor takes it back. Now the Rough Riders have it. Kalinowski got it past the Sear, rolling back in the Storm end for Cutler Martin. Martin on the near side, from the near side corner. Long cross ice pass to Eastman, who chips it to neutral ice. And now Curdy will bring it back in. Kalinowski brings it in onside. Centering pass for Ogilvy was sticked away by Cecere. Now on the near side corner, Rough Riders have it in the corner. Down low, chance in front. Goes up top for Curdy. On the near side, Custer settles it down, throws it at the net. Went high and wide. Down low again, and it's stopped. Rough Riders touch up a high stick. Is the whistle to Cedar Rapids. And I'm not sure if it'll be a high stick on a penalty. It looks like it's just a whistle. Whistle for a high stick. No penalty called in the play. 17-17 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead over the Rough Riders. Face off to the left of Birdsall now in the Rough Riders' end. One by Tri-City. Dello for Cecere on the near side. Cecere sent one wide of the cage. Back up top to Dello on the right point. Dello takes a shot. Deflection in front, and score! Westbrook's his second of the night! Found the puck in front and put it home in the top left corner. And Westbrook's with his second of the night, his 11th of the season, and the Storm have a 3-0 lead now on Cedar Rapids. What a play there from the Storm. Dello just threw one to the net, and Westbrook's found the loose puck in front, had an open net, and he just got it in. It would look like he didn't really get all of it on the shot. It kind of fluttered into the back of the net, and Tri-City has themselves a 3-0 lead. Still in plenty of time left, 17 minutes left in the second period, but L'Esperance, his second of the night here, as the Rough Riders came in offside and got forced out by Tri-City. Now Custer brings it back in, takes a nice hit from Eastman on the near side. Glukowski got it forward. Hutchison got it out to neutral ice. Nice job by the Storm getting out of their zone. Now it's flipped back in. Kevin Kerr has it. Gloves it down. Got it. Over to the far side for Glukowski up the wall. Eastman couldn't get it out. Kept in by the Rough Riders. Now Kevin Kerr trying to chip it. He couldn't. Peterson kept it in. Garo down low. Garo trying to kick it forward. Loose puck. McMurphy's in on it for Tri-City now. Squirts out, though, for Cedar Rapids on the near side. Hutchison picks it up. Takes a hit there, but got it to Kevin Kerr. Joel Esperance's second goal of the game. And they give Gomez an assist and Torridello. So Gomez will have his third assist of the night. Martin with a shot that gets deflected to the backboards. Wilkie able to calm it down at the right point. Trying to make a move there around Podorowski. Storm unable to keep it in at the top of the zone, but Nolan Abel got it back to Martin, who flips that one in deep to the far side corner. Played around the near side. Lebowski got a piece of it, and it's moved to the center by Podorowski. Out to neutral ice, deflected off the stick of Garo, and now Schultz able to get it to Martin. Cutler Martin up the near side, turned over to Peterson. Judd Peterson in transition here, in onside. Moved on the near side. Martin, first man there in the near side corner. And now it's on the backboards. Nolan Abel comes over to help. Abel able to win it to the far side, but it's kept in once again by the Rough Riders. Up top for a shot. This deflected wide into the corner. On the near side now, Cedar Rapids has it. And Nolan Abel took a hit there from Stamen. And now a chance to the front of the net. Batted out of there by Tri-City. It'll go all the way down. Icing will be waved off as it did not reach. Storm got a break there as it was heading for an icing, but Moldenhauer got back there, and it was not called. So Storm get it back to neutral ice now. Provorov takes it for Cedar Rapids, and now Moldenhauer. Moldenhauer on the near side for Patrash. Patrash is in onside. Now it's moved on the near side to Stamen at the top to the far side for a shot from Curdy. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound loose, and it's covered up by Johansson. Jacob Johansson makes the stop there after a Rough Riders opportunity. 14:41 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with a 3-0 lead here in Cedar Rapids. Joel Esperance has two goals, Christian Horn the other. The Storm got a goal 21 seconds into this game and have played very well on both ends of the ice thus far in this game. Getting closer to the halfway mark. Gomez flipped it into neutral ice after the Storm would have faced off Christian Horn on the near side against Kalinowski. Gomez able to win it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr flips one to Glukowski, who moves forward. Near side, Gomez brings it in. Gomez on the near side. Gomez to the center, flipped one behind the net. Rebound on the far side wall, kept in nicely by Glukowski, but it's turned back over to Cedar Rapids. Gomez gets it back. Up top, Lesperon's playing the point. Takes a shot that's deflected away, and Bertzall made the stop. Gomez, nice battle in the far side corner to come out with the puck. Nice play by Christian Horn. Horn. Well, has it on the circle with some space to Lesperance for a shot that was blocked. And now here comes Cedar Rapids with a 3-on-2. Lesperance hustling to get back. Rough Riders on the far side. Curdy to the center. And it's deflected wide of the net. Johansson tried to cover that centering pass. And it's in the near side corner. McLaughlin to the center on the right circle. Got into the way of Jack Rowe. Rowe able to pick it up now and cycle it back to McLaughlin. Good cycle here for the Rough Riders. McLaughlin on the near side, half wall, taken out by the Storm. Gomez chipped it forward. Big hit there. Rowe went flying. Now the puck hits Rowe, and Rowe's got to go to the bench. He's gassed for a change. As Kevin Kerr has it on the far side, banked all around the Storm net for Glukowski. Cross-ice pass, nice play to Lesperance. On the far side, Eastman. Eastman gets in, and Lesperance and Gomez get a much-needed change. Now on the far side, Ogilvie takes it for Cedar Rapids in the Cedar Rapids zone. Flipped up and out of the Rapids zone. And nice job by Dello to chip it to Cecere to take control of that loose puck. Now across neutral ice. Pass couldn't connect with Hutchison. It's taken by Cedar Rapids. Ogilvie got it over to Funk. Funk on the far side to the center. Hit off the skate of Hutchison. Cecere goes in and gets it. Nice play by Cecere to get it to Hutchison. And now Nick Hutchison starts forward. Cross-ice pass finds Eastman. Eastman into the zone. Takes a shot that went high into the netting and out of play. 12:44 remains here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders here at the stable. Papa John's Pizza and Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Storm with that 3-0 lead on Cedar Rapids right now. Tri-City looking good thus far. Two goals from Lesperance. Horn has a goal. Killed off both of the penalties they've taken. No penalties thus far in the second period for either side. 11 shots on the board for either side. Faceoff is to the left of Birdsall in the Cedar Rapids end. Nolan Abel will take the draw for Tri-City. And it's won by Cedar Rapids and Podorowski. Now Mark Ock has it for the defenseman. Got it turned over to Abel. Nolan Abel for Wilkie with a shot. Birdsall. Hartsong got a piece of it with the glove side. Another shot from the point there by Dello. He took a hit but got it in. Cecedar with a shot that was blocked in front by Ock. Rebound taken to the near side. Lebosky got taken down. Rough Rider player lost his stick. It was Ock. Ock without a stick right now, and Lebosky's able to play it behind the net. Lebosky's had a wraparound that went wide. Abel was in front there as well, and now it's taken by Judd Peterson. Peterson's in the zone, takes a shot that's deflected up high. Off the backboards it goes. Abel around to get it on the near side, but won by Cedar Rapids. Garo to the center with a shot. Johansson had it go in. Garo took the shot. It got deflected, and it went under Johansson and into the back of the net. Broken play and a goal for Cedar Rapids, getting them on the board. 3-1 is the score. Tri-City still in the lead, but a goal the Storm probably want back, kind of a broken play in their own end. Garo took that shot, and it got deflected. Johansson lost the read on it, and it slipped under him and into the net. 11:59 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 3-1 the score. Tri-City on top of the Rough Riders. Now the Rough Riders have life, getting their first tally of the night. Cedar Rapids wins the faceoff. They have it on the far side. Moved into the Storm end. Shot to the net. Save made. Rebound. The puck may have went in. Officials are huddling here. I don't know if it went in or not. And there's a discussion here. The light went on. Net was off. Officials still discussing it. They threw one to the net. The net came off its moorings. The Storm are all huddled back there. We have not seen a signal either way. It was only 12 seconds after they scored the first goal for the Rough Riders. Fans trying to see if they can get a look. No replay has been shown in the arena. Officials have not made any kind of call here. This is a weird situation here. The officials still talking this one over. I don't know if this building may have video replay. I think this building might have a video replay approval from the USHL. And that's what it looks like. The officials getting the headset on. Just got a check of the video ourselves, and it looks like it might be whistled as a goal here. They're going to review it. Video replay here in the stable. Some arenas have it, some don't. And you have to get approval for it. Officials have seen the replay. Coming out of the box, looking to make a call here. Three to one is the score. And the officials get the call. It's a goal. So the Rough Riders score twice in 12 seconds and have made it a 3-2 game. Explanation now to Jim Holton here. I have not seen a replay of either Rough Rider goal, so can't say myself what happened, but they looked at the video, so tough to dispute anything. Jim Holton getting the explanation here. He's obviously unhappy because the Storm had a 3-0 lead, and now within 12 seconds, it is 3-2. 11:47 remaining in the second period. And all of a sudden, it's a one-goal game. Off that faceoff, the Rough Riders just moved into the Storm end, threw a shot to the center, and then it was a mess in front. The light went on right away. And the puck must have squirted under Johansson before the net came off. So the explanations are done. Storm win the faceoff as we resume play. 3-2 the score. Storm in the lead. Not even halfway through this game yet. We've seen 5 goals. Face and it's brought into the Storm end. Martin clears around the near side. Mayer took a hit from the official there. And now it's moved on the near side corner by the Rough Riders. Kalinowski moving it against Berger. Kalinowski comes away with it. Behind the net, centering pass was blocked in front. Now it's McLaughlin from behind the net, takes a hit from Berger. Berger pokes it to the far side. Still battling now. Rough Riders get it up top to the left point. Shot, missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side is Mayer. Mayer chips to the neutral ice. And it's Moldenhauer that has it. Berger stopped his pass. He got it back. Moldenhauer on the far side to O'Connor. And now it's Funk. Takes a hit from Mayer. Nice job by Mayer, but the puck's loose. Here's a chance and a save by Johansson. Big save by Johansson on McLaughlin. And now on the far side, Ox swings one around the wall to Funk. Up top, Custer with a shot. Johansson with a blocker save. Now it's Ock on the near side. Another shot was blocked by Berger. Rebound to the far side corner. Big picked up back by the Rough Riders. Chance in front. Puck was loose. Never got in on net for a shot. Another chance for the Rough Riders. On the far side, they throw one to the center. Glove down. On the near side, Custer at the point. Custer takes a shot. Was blocked by Berger. Berger with a chance here for a break. And Christian Horn got a piece of it. Goes all the way down to the Rough Rider and Horn. First man there. Icing waved off. Horn takes a big hit into the wall. No call coming. Official was right there. And now on the far side, Les Brotz with a shot. Save Mertzel. Horn knocks his man down, and they're going to call a penalty now. And now Horn drops the gloves. Fight there between Horn. Horn gets hit. That's got to be Christian Horn's first fight ever as he played Minnesota High School and went right into college. Horn felt like he needed to drop the gloves there after he got buried from behind by Custer. So Horn and Custer drop them. Storm should be shorthanded here. Horn got buried from behind. No call came, and then he knocked down the man in front, and that's when the fight started. But Christian Horn, if that's not a hitting from behind penalty, I mean, he's right in the corner and he gets hit right from behind. Officials right on top of it. And he didn't raise his hand. He didn't call it. But then, obviously, Horn frustrated that no call came, took matters into his own hands, cross-checked his man. It's a two-minute minor to Horn, but then two players dropped the gloves. And Horn, also, a momentum, trying to shift some momentum here. Storm had a 3-0 lead in this game. 2 goals in 12 seconds for Cedar Rapids has made it 3-2. 9:55 remaining here in the second period. Patrash gets the second goal. Garo had the first goal. First goal for Garo from Podorowski at 8-1. And then the Rough Riders tied it. The Rough Riders got a goal to make it 3-2, 12 seconds later. So the Storm are killing a penalty here in the GNC penalty kill. Christian Horn gets the penalty, 2-minute minor, and then the 5-minute major for fighting. On the near side, Garo to the net, shoots and scores. We've got a tie game. 9:32 remaining in the second period, and we're tied 3-3. Power play goal for Cedar Rapids. Garo's second of the game. And we've had about a 5-minute span where the Rough Riders have dominated. Storm took a 3-0 lead on a goal by L'Esperance at 2:54 of this period. But the Rough Riders got a break in front. Storm have called a timeout. Jim Holton calls a timeout. He wants to settle his team down. 9:32 remaining in the period. L'Esperance made it 3-0. Garo got the Rough Riders on the board, and then the big goal for the Rough Riders was right after that. 12 seconds later, the goal is scored to make it 3-2. And then Christian Horn went to the box, and the Rough Riders wasted no time. Garo moved right in on net and beat Johansson. Not much defensive help in front of Johansson in that last play. We're tied 3-3. It's a new game. 9:32 remaining in the second. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. We're all square at three. Face-off here at neutral ice is won by the Rough Riders, and we restart play. Eastman with a big hit on the far side right off the face-off. Couple players pushing and shoving, but the play moves on. As Paul O'Connor moves it forward to Patrash. Takes a hit from Cecire. Dello behind the net. Moved it around to the near side. McMurphy took a hit there. Players definitely stepping up the physical presence here in this one. Another hard hit from Dello on the near side corner. Dello and McMurphy with a two-a-side battle. Storm win the puck. It's Hutchison. Got it forward to Eastman. Eastman got it in deep. Goes down low. Hutchison bangs in the backboards with O'Connor. Petrasch moved it away from Eastman. Petrasch has it forward now on the far side. Backhands one into neutral ice. Martin gloved it down. Moved in onside, though, by O'Connor. Takes a hit from Martin. It's moved out by the Storm. Loose puck in neutral ice is taken by Lesperance. Hutchison tried to flip it in. Couldn't get it in deep. Moldenhauer takes it. The defenseman for the Rough Riders. Now it's Mark Ock. Back to Moldenhauer in the far side of the Cedar Rapids zone. Moved it to neutral ice. Banked into the Storm end. Schultz got it back to neutral ice. Lesperance there on the far side. Chips it in deep. Takes a hit. Goes back to get it. Wilkie puts his man into the wall. And now with both players in the box are fine for fighting, the Storm unable to have Horn on that top line. Wilkie's substituting here, the extra man. Moved on the far side of the Storm man. Players, a lot of physical play here. A couple players just down on the ground. Wilkie in onside. Leaves it for Gomez. He's got room. Gomez to the center. Takes a shot. Save made by Birdsall. On the rebound. It's moved to the near side by the Rough Riders. And it's taken by Provorov. And now it's back to Berger. Berger backhand pass to the far side for Glukowski and Kevin Kerr. Kerr across the center to Berger's in onside. Berger leaves it for Gomez with a shot and a save made by Birdsall. Rebound is picked up by Berger. Berger holding on the far side. Try to play it back to Poganski. Turned over to Cedar Rapids. And now it's moved by the Storm end. Kevin Kerr able to control on the far side. Poganski. Poganski got it forward out of the zone. Mayer has it. Mayer in onside. Left it for Poganski, but he lost it. And now the Rough Riders come the other way. Judd Peterson on the near side to the center. Deflection up off the glass. Poganski, first man there, couldn't get it out. Ock kept it in. Rolling puck on the far side. Mayer took a hit. Poganski with a big hit there. And now it's Dello who swings it back to Cicero on the near side. 6:50 remaining in the second. 3-3 the score. Tri-City and Cedar Rapids. Mark Ock behind his own net now with Wilkie pressuring him. Banked on the far side. Kept in. Bounced to the center. Nolan Abel has it. Abel down low. Wilkie to the center and a shot. Was saved by Birdsall. Rebound. Glove down by... And then Abel with a shot. Glove down by Lebowski. Abel took the shot. Save made by Birdsall. Lebowski took a hit. Keeps moving it. Up top for Cicero. Keeps it in the left point. He shoots that one that may have been deflected. And after the play, Kolonowski and Cicero drop the glove. And Kolonowski tackles Cicero. The two players scrumming on the bottom. Cicero and Kolonowski have to be restrained by the linesman here. Cicero never had his gloves off. Cicero or Kolonowski, I don't know who had, one player had their gloves, one didn't. And both will head right to the penalty box. Cicero, I'm not sure whether that shot was deflected straight into the netting or not. But the two players got after it at center ice there. The game has definitely taken a turn. It's been an exciting one here in Cedar Rapids. 6:17 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. The Storm scored the first three. The Rough Riders have scored the second three. We're tied up 3-3. We saw fighting majors handed out to both Christian Horn and Clark Custer. And now Cicero drops the gloves as well. It'll take a second to get this sorted out. 3-3 on the scoreboard. 16-16. Shots on net. Cicero and Horn in the box for Tri-City. And for the Rough Riders, it's going to be Custer. I believe the other player who dropped the gloves there was Kolonowski. Kolonowski and Custer. We'll see if they give the two players fighting majors or not. It was more of a roughing by either side. The gloves did drop, but there wasn't much of a fight. The two fell down pretty quickly. Now Cicero, not a player that's ever fought before. This is, if he does get a fighting major, it'd be his first career fighting major, as he's only 5'10", 175. He went up against Kolonowski, 5'10", 186, so he's given up a little bit there. Faceoff is in the Rough Rider end. Storm get tossed out of the circle, however, so they do say that the shot was by Cecil was deflected out. Haven't announced penalties just yet, but no loss of manpower on either side. Rough Riders with a faceoff, and they have a rush up the ice on the far side. Double minors have been, 4-minute double minors have been handed out to both players. So now both teams without one of their skaters, without two of their skaters, I should say. Gomez flips one in on Bertzel, and he makes the save and hangs on. Wilkie got taken down on the play as well as he was trying to charge that. Now Wilkie takes a slash there. Ogilvy slashed Wilkie right in front of the official. Wilkie with a little bit of a retaliation. Wilkie and Ogilvy. Wilkie to the box. They got to call Ogilvy too. He started the whole thing with a slash, and they do. This game has definitely gotten more chippy. Ogilvy slashed Wilkie right in the skate, right in the leg. And Wilkie retaliated, and both will go to the box. Not an even trade for the Storm, though, if you want to look. Ogilvy, a good player, but Wilkie's one of the best offensive players for Tri-City. You got one of your best defensemen, Cecil, and two of your best offensive players in Christian Horn, and Wilkie all in the box. Now the explanations to the coaching staffs from the officials. Three players in the box for either side. We mentioned the Rough Riders had a physical period last night as well. Three fights with Green Bay in the second period last night. Tonight, we've seen a fight, two roughing double minors, and now probably going to be slashing or delay of game on both Wilkie as well as Ogilvy. Storm able to win the offensive zone faceoff. Kerr wrapped it around to the far side. Wilkie gets unsportsmanlike conduct. Cedar Rapids, Ogilvy. Both the players get unsportsmanlike conduct here as it's moved down deep into the Storm end by the Rough Riders. Pogansky plays it to the far side for Mayer. Mayer from below the goal line, played it on the near side for Berger. Trying to chip it up, can't get it out. Ock with a shot, save made by Johansson. Rebound loose in front, and a shot was saved by Johansson. What an opportunity for Cedar Rapids, and a great play there by Stamen in front. He batted it out of thin air, and actually looks like got a shot on net. Now we get a stoppage in play. And the faceoff will be just outside the Storm end. 5:22 remaining in the second period. 3-3 the score in Cedar Rapids. Martin flips this one all the way down in the Rough Rider end. Icing is whistled. Martin, I don't think, meant to get as much air under that one as he had. I think he was trying to get a slow roller, but he was well behind the red line, and icing is whistled on Tri-City. 5:15 now remaining in the second, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 3-3 the score. Excitement here in the stable. Murphy gets tossed from the circle. Eastman will come in to take it against the Rough Riders here, and he wins it forward to Hutchison, banked off the glass out to neutral ice, and now we get a stoppage. I don't know what the stoppage is there. Maybe a hand pass potentially, but it was a hand pass. No, it can't be a hand pass. The faceoff's in neutral ice. Officials blew it dead for whatever reason, and now in the neutral ice we get the puck is won by Tri-City off the faceoff, and Martin has it to Schultz on the far side. Schultz starts forward, trying to find McMurphy. He didn't see the pass coming. It was turned over. Now brought in, though, by the Storm. Goes deep into the Rough Rider end. Under 5 minutes remaining in the second period. A period that has seen a lot of action. Twisting and turning. 3-3 the score. Here with a lot of time remaining. Now Hutchison with a shot that rises over the net. Misses high. Schultz on the far side is picked up by the Rough Riders, and here's a lob pass into the center. Martin able to stick it to the far side, stops McLaughlin. And now up top, Storm have it. It's Hutchison, past the red line. Hutchison's in, onside, goes to get it with Eastman on the near side wall, and it's taken right back out by Funk. Funk into the zone, took a hit there, twisting and turning. Kevin Kerr lost a glove, had to pick it back up. Flukowski able to play it forward. Hutchison got it in. L'Esperance on the near side. L'Esperance takes a shove. Still with the puck. Try to move it through his legs there. Got blocked. And now it's taken by Cedar Rapids to the top of the zone and out. Podorowski's in onside. Gets past Kevin Kerr. Podorowski to the net. Shoots. Johansson with the glove. Makes the save. Nice save by Johansson. Kevin Kerr fell down on defense. And Podorowski was able to move right to the net. Johansson with a huge save. 3:46 remaining in the second. Tie score 3-3 here at the stable. In Cedar Rapids, the only time these two teams meet here in Cedar Rapids. A little bit of bad blood going from either side here in the second period. Almost a shame they don't meet again after tonight. Podorowski against Christian Horn on the faceoff, and Rough Riders have it. Custer on the right point gets it to Garo, who's got two goals tonight. A shot and a save by Johansson. Shot came from the point from Curdy. Wilkie takes a hit there. Got it to Gomez. Now Cutler Martin from the rush. He's in onside. They call offside. Christian Horn still had his foot on the line. Officials tonight struggling here. Storm get called out offside. Definitely did not look like it was one. 3:33 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City and the Rough Riders are tied 3-3. Face-off won by Cedar Rapids, and Custer has it. To neutral ice it goes. Now on the far side, moved in by Cedar Rapids to Petrash. He had a chance with it, but he lost the puck. Now it goes down low. L'Esperance is tying up Stamen on the backboards. Gets it up top. Rough Riders have it. It's Ock with a shot. Blocked in front by Martin. Christian Horn out of the box and able to come forward. Got it to Gomez, who skipped over his stick. He'll go and chase. Try to win a battle against Ock. Horn comes in to help. It's won by Cedar Rapids. Rough Riders on the far side. L'Esperance, nice play and neutral ice. Take the puck back. Rough Riders were in offside. Have to tag up now. Now we get the stoppage on the delayed offside. So it's whistled on Cedar Rapids. 2:52 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Goals in the second for L'Esperance, two for Garo, and one for Petrash. A lot of penalties in the second as well. Horn ended up going two for cross-checking, five for fighting. Cecere had a roughing double minor, and Wilkie for unsportsmanlike conduct. On all three of those penalties, Rough Riders had matching minors or majors, but it was matched up. As Lebowski brought it into the zone, it got shipped out by the Rough Riders. Loose puck picked up by Abel. Got it back in onside. And Provorov has it for Cedar Rapids. Back to Moldenhauer through the center. And it's moved forward where Funk able to dump it into the Storm end. Johansson swings it around the near side. Lebowski got it to Abel. Abel forward for Wilkie. 2:19 remaining in the period. Wilkie stops in neutral ice. Lebowski's going to get called for a penalty. And they don't blow it up. The Rough Riders still have possession. They move around the back of the net. Provorov on the near side. And it's taken back by the Rough Riders. Still haven't touched up. Now Lebowski finally able to touch up. Cecere out of the box after the double minor. Lebowski in. And the Storm head to the GNC penalty kill. Rough Riders are 1-for-3 on the power play. Lebowski, clear as day, took that penalty, tripped up his man. And the Storm head to the penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC today. Rough Riders in the power play. They converted the last time. Custer has it off the faceoff. Ock down low now. On the circle, Podorowski to Peterson. Up top for Custer. Takes the shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. McMurphy got it up, and it was cleared out by Mayer. Now a rolling puck back to Peterson. Peterson with it now. 30 seconds gone by, and the GNC penalty kill. Eastman had Peterson spun around, but Peterson got it back into the zone. Peterson on the near side. Moved by Kurt. Got it to McMurphy and out of the zone. Doesn't go deep, though. Ock plays it to Custer, and Cedar Rapids right back in. Custer on the near side. Cross-ice pass. Too far away from Garo, but kept in by Peterson. Stopped by Glukowski. It's in the far side wall. Ock has it. Moves it down low. Peterson, now the far side. Podorowski to the center. Down low, Peterson. Up to Ock. Now it's Custer. Custer back to Ock at the center. Takes on a shot. Gets it to the far side now. Peterson looking on the left circle. Over to Custer on the right circle. Takes the shot. Was blocked there. Swept to the top and out. went under Ock's stick and out of the zone. 43 seconds left in the penalty. There's like a one-second difference. Nice job by Kevin Kerr breaking up a play and neutralized. About a one-second difference. Storm might be shorthanded for like 1 or 2 seconds to start the third. If they can kill the rest of this time, 30 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Stimmen on the far side. Nice job by Martin. Pries the puck free. Glukowski down low. Couldn't get to it first. Rough Riders get it back. Nice hit by Glukowski. Puck's loose in the far side corner. 13 seconds left. Now final 10 seconds left in the period. Still move in the corner. Couple players pushing and shoving at it. Finally, it comes free. And that'll do it. And after the play, Glukowski gets shoved. Glukowski down on the ice. Both teams get together. Glukowski got sandwiched in front of two Rough Rider players. He's got to get out of there. He took a massive hit. Got sandwiched in between two players. Unnecessary shove by the Rough Rider player. There's going to be 1 second left on the Lebowski penalty when we go to the third period. Things have escalated here in Cedar Rapids. We end the second period tied 3-3. Storm scored the first three of the night. Rough Riders with the second three. We got 20 minutes left to go in this one, and it should be exciting if it's anything like the first 40. We'll talk about it when we get back on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on The Breeze 94.5.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Get in there for the power play. But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
You are the winner of Chuck-a-Pie.
Second period in the books tonight here in Cedar Rapids. Tri-City Storm and the Rough Riders have gone at it for 40 minutes. The Storm had the 2-0 lead after the first period, and in the second, the tables turned. Been a pretty even game as far as shots have been considered for the first 40 minutes. Storm outshot Cedar Rapids 9-8 in the first. Cedar Rapids outshoots the Storm 11-10 in the second. Tied 19-19 on the score, on the shot there. And actually, the Storm had a 3-0 lead. They led 2-0 after one. Then Joel Esperance, 2:54 into the second period, scores his second of the game from Gomez and Dello at 2:54. And Tri-City had a 3-0 lead 3 minutes into the second period. However, things changed, and it changed quickly when Dylan Garo scored at 8:01. A weird play. Garo just kind of threw one towards the net, but it got deflected, and it went under Johansson to make it 3-1, and the Storm had still a 2-goal lead. But 12 seconds later, Corey Patrash scored on a broken play in front right off the faceoff. The Rough Riders had possession. They moved it into the Storm end, and Patrash threw a puck to the net, and it slipped under Johansson as the net was coming off. They had to review the play. They called it a goal after video review. Provorov and Carlos Fornaris pick up assists at 8:13. Patrash from Provorov and Fornaris. It was 3-2. And the two goals for the Rough Riders scored 12 seconds apart. Then, just 2 minutes and 15 seconds later, so you got a total of under 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes, the Rough Riders scored 3 goals. Dylan Garo on the power play from Peterson and Charlie Curdy at 10:28. Now, before that, after the 2 goals from the Rough Riders, Christian Horn got shoved into the wall. No penalty was called on what looked like a checking from behind. Horn was very frustrated, and he knocked down Clark Custer in front of the net with a cross check. Official calls a minor on Horn for cross checking, but Horn and Custer dropped the gloves, and that was the beginning of a very physical second half of the period. You get the two players go for fighting. Horn took the penalty for cross-checking, and that results in a Garo goal to tie the game at 3. After that, settle all these penalties. Cecier and Kalinowski kind of drop the gloves. They don't get fighting majors. They get double minors for roughing, each 4 minutes at 13:43. Then Chris Wilkie and Andrew Ogilvy had some words to say after the play. Couple slashes and hits thrown after the play. Wilkie and Ogilvy each given 2 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Late in the period, Lebosky was called for tripping for 2 minutes at 18:01. The Storm have killed off 1:59 of the 2 minutes. So there's 1 second left on the Lebosky trip. However, new information to bring in here. Cedar Rapids, Corey Patrash has been giving an elbowing major and a game ejection. 10-minute game ejection and a 5-minute major penalty to Corey Patrash for elbowing at the end of the period. Completely unnecessary hit on Glukowski. After the clock had ticked down, there was in the final about 15 seconds of play in that second period, there was a scrum on the back wall behind Johansson's net in the Tri-City end with the Rough Riders with that power play after the penalty to Lebosky for tripping. Players really just trying to dig the puck out in a very physical last couple seconds. That said, no player was taking a penalty. It was just good hard work from either side trying to jar the puck free and move the play along at the end of the period. But after the clock sounded, Corey Patrash elbowed Glukowski in the face. Glukowski got sandwiched in between Patrash and another Rough Rider player and hit his head into the other player. Glukowski was down. Everybody came together, and the result, an elbowing 5-minute major and a game ejection for Patrash. So, after 1 second, Lebosky will come out. We'll start the period with a 4-on-4. After 1 second, Lebosky will come out. The Storm will have 4 minutes and 59 seconds of power play time of the Century 21 power play to start the third period. And what an opportunity for the Storm to take back the momentum and make the Rough Riders pay. It is tied 3-3. Storm scored the first 3. Rough Riders get the second 3 to tie it up. The Storm will have 5 minutes of a major penalty and a power play to start the third period and a chance to get back at this Cedar Rapids team. It has been quite the 40 minutes here between these two. We are square, three apiece. We'll take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll recap the out-of-town scores, and then we'll send it back to the third period here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here at the stable in Cedar Rapids, Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Intermission Report presented by Central Hydraulic. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. ThinkMidway.com. It's a final in Youngstown. Team USA has defeated the Phantoms by a final score of 6-2 in Youngstown. Muskegon knocks off the Chicago Steel. That's a final as well. 4-3 the final. Muskegon over Chicago. Omaha with a 3-1 lead over Fargo. 18-12 remaining in the third period there in the Ralston Arena. That's where the Storm will be on Wednesday. Before the Youngstown Phantoms this weekend, it'll be Wednesday night hockey in Omaha as the Storm thanks the Lancers. 3-1 Lancers lead right now over Fargo with 18 minutes to go in the third period. Dubuque has taken a 4-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. And Dubuque with four goals in this game, they have a 4-1 lead on Waterloo in Dubuque after two periods of play. Sioux City continues to lead Sioux Falls 3-0. In the third period, it's underway at Sioux Falls Arena. 3-0 is the score between the Sioux City Musketeers and the Sioux Falls Stampede. And after two periods of play in Des Moines, the Buccaneers have a 3-2 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Bucks have goals tonight from Jake Jackson, Patrick Grasso, and Ryan Galt. Lincoln with goals from Magnus Hoff and Jonathan Davian. Both of Lincoln's goals on the power play. As Des Moines has a 3-2 lead after two periods of play right here. It's 3-3, Tri-City and Cedar Rapids. Tie game after two periods of play. The Storm working hard in this one. They had a 3-0 lead early on. Rough Riders score three goals in under 3 minutes in the second period to tie things up. However, the Storm have a 5-minute major power play coming up. Corey Patrash, a major for elbowing and a game ejection. And the Storm have the major power play when we start the third period. Fans, we want to get you our Best Western Plus question, email inbox question of the night, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Aero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And we got a question here from Scott, wants to know how Hayden Levine's been looking in the net recently. And Hayden Levine doing a great job for the Storm in net. Most recently, Levine, last night against Des Moines, had the Storm in the game for the most part. Storm dropped the game 3-2, but a close one, and Levine made 26 saves, did a good job. Levine's goals against average now down below 4, and in the first couple starts, Levine had a rough go of it. However, he has come back, got himself focused, and since Jim Holton took over the head coaching duties of the Tri-City Storm, Hayden Levine has been a very viable option in net. He's played in 7 games this year, save percentage at 89% right now, but it's definitely been rising over the last couple weeks. Scott, we'll expect to see him next weekend against the Phantoms as well. He's definitely earned his starts here for the Tri-City Storm. Hayden Levine commit to the University of Michigan, and we'll see him continue to develop here in the USHL. Tri-City Storm happy to have him as one of their 2 netminders. Jacob Johansson looking to focus himself for the third period. We've got 3-3 score after 2. Storm will have the start of the third period with a 5-minute major power play. And we'll get that one to you right after these messages. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. The third period is next.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
2 things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Aero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We are back for the third period in Cedar Rapids. The Tri-City Storm will have a five-minute major power play to start this period. Dan Lebowski has to skate over to the box for just one more second after chipping call. But once the puck is dropped, Lebowski will be released, and Jim Holton has his team ready for a five-minute major power play here in Cedar Rapids to start the third period. We're tied 3-3. Thanks for tuning in on The Breeze. It's been a great one here tonight in Cedar Rapids. Storm scored the first three. Cedar Rapids has scored the second three and tied things up. We're all square three apiece with the 20 minutes remaining. And at the end of the play in the second period, Corey Patrasche was called for a five-minute major and a game ejection, I should say. So when you get a game ejection, here's the puck is dropped. Game ejection usually means a suspension after the hit. And the Storm have possession now with the power play. Glukowski on the near side for L'Esperance. Past the red line, in onside. L'Esperance on the near side, stops in the corner. L'Esperance to the center now. Up top has Cecier. Cecier over to Glukowski. Glukowski stops, gets it back to Cecier. Over to the far side, L'Esperance. Trying to get it down low there, and it's slapped away and out of the zone. 4:25 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 3-3 the score, Tri-City with the puck. Cecier now moves forward. Has it to Glukowski. Got it on the far side. Poganski chipped it in. He'll go skate. Play it against Curdy. Puck's loose. And it's picked up by L'Esperance. Moves it around the far side. Taken away by Cedar Rapids. And Podorowski has it in the Storm end here. He's going to waste some time. But he turned it right over to Glukowski. Here come the Storm. They got a rush. Glukowski to L'Esperance. He's got room. He shoots and scores! It's a hat trick for L'Esperance. He scores on the power play in the Storm. Go ahead, 4-3. L'Esperance moved it. I don't think Birdsall moved an inch. And L'Esperance beat him over the left shoulder. 18:51 remaining in the game. It's Joe L'Esperance's night. No hats on the ice here in Cedar Rapids, but L'Esperance has scored a trick. And the Storm have a 4-3 lead. Nice goal for L'Esperance. Still 3:52 remaining on this major power play. Power play still going no matter how many the Storm score as they take a 4-3 lead. Now with the puck, it's Wilkie in onside Lebowski. Lebowski moves in, goes down, pucks into the center, and the Rough Riders have it. Out to neutralize Kevin Kerr, stop their advancement. And now it's Nolan Abel who settles things down. Nice play from Abel. Rookie here in only his third game and showing patience on the power play. Now it's Wilkie in onside. Almost turned it over, but he got it back to Abel. Now Gomez up top. Wilkie takes a shot that was deflected out of play. Faceoff will stay in the Rough Rider end. 3:16 now remains on the Century 21 power play. 18:15 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm with a quick goal from Joel L'Esperance have taken a 4-3 lead. It's been a back and forth game here in Cedar Rapids, and the Storm looking to capitalize once more on the power play. They get to win the faceoff. Glukowski with a shot, and it's deflected just wide of the net. Nice looking shot from Glukowski as it's moved ahead and out of the zone by the Rough Riders. 3 minutes now remaining in the major penalty to Patrasche and a game ejection. Patrasche will not be seen for the rest of this one as Poganski gets it in deep. And it's moved around the far side by Provorov. Poganski trying to keep it in. He got it in the corner. Horn with a chance in front for L'Esperance. Couldn't get a shot off. Now L'Esperance on the far side up to Cecier. Now Glukowski on the near side. Back to Cecier. Fakes on a shot. L'Esperance has it. Takes a chance for Glukowski. And it went free, and now Glukowski at the top of the zone can't keep it in. Here's Garo. Garo with a rush. Down low, Cecier knocks him down. It's a penalty upcoming. Cecier gets called for a penalty. It's a tripping call on Cecier. And we'll be 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes. There will be 26 seconds left in the major power play once Cecier exits. So we'll play 4-on-4 for 2 minutes. 17:25 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City now with a 4-3 lead. Difference in this one, a Joel L'Esperance goal on the power play. Has the Storm in the lead, but we're 4-on-4 now. Tri-City with the puck. Gomez gets it past the red line into the Rough Rider end. Berger trying to fight for it. It goes down low for McLaughlin. And McLaughlin has it behind the Cedar Rapids goal. McLaughlin moving forward. Four on four. Here's it's the neutral ice taken back by Gomez. Leaves it there for Kevin Kerr. Kerr going to use the ice space. He moves in outside. Takes a shot and a save is made by Burstall. And he hangs on. Minute 30 left. 30 seconds gone by in the four on four. Minute 30 left in the four on four. Again, a 25-second differential. The Storm will go back to the Century 21 power play. After the 4-on-4 expires, it's a 4-3 Storm lead, 16:55 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, Rough Riders got to send somebody in the box. And they decide to replace Patrash, who's out of the game, and they decide to go with Carlos Fornaris. Faceoff is won by Rough Riders. And they take it to neutral ice. And here's a great pass on the far side for Provorov. Joining the rush, a shot, handcuffed. Johansson, he got a piece of it with the glove, and he kept it out. Now Peterson up top for Ock. Ock with a shot, saved. Johansson, rebound loose, poked to the near side. Rebound now taken by Provorov. Centering pass through the crease, nobody there. Peterson keeps it in for the Rough Riders. Settled down to Martin. And it's a forward for Lebowski, who could have had a nice rush had he connected, but it went out to neutral ice. And it's played by the Rough Riders now. Back into the Storm, and it's Peterson. Peterson on the near side. Shoved down by Martin. No penalty coming. Martin with a very emphatic shove there, but he had the puck on his stick. Legal play. As the Rough Riders come in onside again, it's Curdy. Curdy with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound cleared on the near side. Is up top to the zone. And Christian Horn overskated it. Ponorowski kept it in on a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound loose in front. Picked up by Kevin Kerr. Now on the far side, Christian Horn. Horn with a 2-on-2. Moves into the zone. Horn to the center. Takes a shot. Save made by Birdsall. Rebound coming the other way. It's a 4-on-4 for another 22 seconds. Rough Riders into the zone. Ponorowski to the center. Got it to the far side. Custer takes a shot. Johansson with the save, and he hangs on. Stops play with 14 seconds left in the Cecere tripping minor. The goal in the third period, a minute 9 seconds in. L'Esperance, third of the game. Glukowski picks up an assist on the goal. 15:38 remaining in this one in the Big O Tires third period. Storm of the faceoff. They got it down low to Glukowski. Glukowski on the near side. Eastman. Eastman to the neutral ice. Eastman flips that one in. Final seconds of the 4-on-4. Birdsall covers up to stop play. And it's stopped with 15:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 2 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Opportunity for the Storm here, knowing that Cecere plays the power play, for Jim Holton to go right into the power play. Holton now motioning to Cecere that he will join the play when he comes out of the box instead of heading to the bench. So there will be 25 seconds of an abbreviated Storm Century 21 power play right after the puck is dropped. Berger on the faceoff here for the last 2 seconds of 4-on-4. Faceoff is scrum four and won by Cedar Rapids. Ock with it. Rough Riders now can ice the puck if they want, but Stimmen is going to move in. Gets past Glukowski, goes into the corner. Mayer knocks him out of the play, and Glukowski played it behind the net over to Cecere. Just 12 seconds left on an abbreviated Storm power play. That was the five-minute major. Pogansky comes in onside. Pogansky to the net. Lost the puck, though, and Curdy clears it all the way down. We're back to even strength. Glukowski has it. Under 15 minutes remaining. Tri-City with a 4-3 lead. On the far side, Berger got it through neutral ice. It's going to be an icing on Tri-City. Wasn't touched by either Gomez or Pogansky. So the Storm have a bit of a tired line out there, and they'll have to wait to change. 14:47 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with a 4-3 lead. Timeout called. Storm have used their timeout already. Rough Riders going to call timeout? Storm may have just been awarded a second timeout. No, Cedar Rapids called a timeout. I don't know why Cedar Rapids would call a timeout. Rough Riders are now confused on the bench. Rough Riders are saying, we didn't call a timeout. Storm had used their timeout already in this one. Holton's gathering the players around. Storm have just been awarded. I think the Storm were just awarded a second timeout here. As we got 14:47. And Jim Holton may have just gotten away with one here. He also changed off his players. So Rough Riders are complaining here. And the Storm used 100%. The Storm used their timeout after the Rough Riders tied this game 3-3. Either way, Storm get the change. And a faceoff's won by Cedar Rapids. Quick shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound comes out of the zone. And now the official blows the whistle for offside. Second or two late, but it did come out of the zone and it's brought back in. So we get the stoppage. 14-40. Remaining in this third period in what has been a wild game here in Cedar Rapids. Storm went ahead 3-0. Cedar Rapids tied it with three goals in under 3 minutes in the second period. And now here in the third, the Storm taking advantage of a major penalty to the Rough Riders. L'Esperance, with a hat trick, has made it 4-3. Christian Horn got dumped off the faceoff, but came back into the play and hit somebody. And now the Storm have possession. A shot from Cicero. Wide shot from Glukowski. Deflection just wide. Now on the far side, Gomez keeps it in. Gomez dangling with it at the top of the zone. Got it to the center. L'Esperance with a shot. Save! Score! L'Esperance fourth of the game. The Storm have a 5-3 lead, and L'Esperance into the record books with his fourth goal of the game. Put one through Birdsall's legs. It's Joel L'Esperance's night here in Cedar Rapids. He scores his fourth of the game. And the Storm have a 5-3 lead, 14-18 remaining. L'Esperance with the hot hand right now. He's all smiles on the bench. Four goals tonight for the big man. And the Storm have a 5-3 lead, 14-14 remaining in this game. Joel L'Esperance, what a night. Cecere picks up an assist. And now the puck's in the Rough Rider. And here's McMurphy with a shot and a save by Birdsall. Now on the far side, Rough Riders have it. And it's Ock who will bring it forward. Cedar Rapids trailing by two now. As Hutchison has it, sweeps it in. Eastman got a piece and then knocked O'Connor. McMurphy tried a toe drag move in the zone, but it was taken away. And now here come the Rough Riders on the near side. It's Alec Marsh. Marsh gets shoved by Schultz. And Cutler Martin picks it up. Martin to the far side for Hutchison. Hutchison makes a move, trying to get it to neutralize. Bouncing puck forced into neutralized by McMurphy. Nice shift there by McMurphy. And now on the near side, Provorov will start forward for Cedar Rapids. On the far side, Kalinowski to the center. McLaughlin gets taken down. No call coming. Schultz lost his stick on the play. And now here comes the Storm the other way. It's Poganski. Takes a hit, keeps the puck. Nice pass to Berger to the center. He couldn't get a shot off. He was handcuffed. Berger keeps the puck, though. Glukowski calling for it. Berger with a shot. Save made by the goaltender, Birdsall. Glukowski was open there calling for it, but a good shot by Berger. Storm back regrouping and neutralized. Glukowski banks it off the far side wall. Poganski keeps it in on the far side. Rolling on the far side wall. It's down to Berger. Berger takes a hit there. Poganski trying to move it. And it couldn't be kept in by Kevin Kerr. Now back out to Glukowski. He slaps one in. Went wide on the far side to the net. And it's elevated out of the zone. Rolling puck back to Kevin Kerr, who sticks it to the far side. But now it's Dylan Stamen. Stamen leaves it there. Chance behind the net now for Fornaris. Moved by the Storm, though. And Gomez has it on the far side. Finds Horn to the center. Horn tried to move it back to Gomez. It was deflected away, but Horn got it back. Horn to the center to save. Made by Birdsall. Horn wasn't sure if he was going to shoot or pass there, but it looked like a shot that was rising over the net. Birdsall gloved it down. We get a stoppage. 12-18 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City, 5-3 lead over Cedar Rapids. Four of the five goals for Joel L'Esperance. They have the 5-3 lead. You know, cars and trucks today last longer than ever, but you've got to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance, and at Big O Tires, they can take care of that for you with a complete radiator, fuel system, power steering, brake system, and transmission flush service. Big O will take great care to ensure your vehicle is properly maintained. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 12-18 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City Storm with a 5-3 lead over Cedar Rapids, a Rough Rider team that is 8-2 at home here at the stable, and a team that is very solidly with an over 500 record in the Eastern Conference. 13-6-1 for the Rough Riders. However, the difference in this game has been Joel L'Esperance. Four goals for Tri-City. Face-off here in the Cedar Rapids end is won by the Storm. Dello banks one off the far side. Got it over to Gomez in the corner. Gomez kept it in deep. Stamen clears it around to the near side now. Rough Riders have it in their near side. It's Provorov. Down low. L'Esperance tracking him. Up top, it's kept. Oh, it was kept in by Cecil for a second, but now it's taken back out by Stamen. Stamen gets held off by Horn, but still drives to the net. Goes into the corner. Now moved to the far side. Fornaris. Get the puck to Stamen. Back to Fornaris. Cecil working on Fornaris in the far side corner. Nice play by Cecil, but it's picked up by Judd Peterson. Horns holding Peterson on the far side wall. Out comes to Gomez. Gomez banks it off the near side wall. Out to O'Connor for Rough Riders. L'Esperance charging on the forecheck. Almost got possession. But now it's Mark Ock around the near side for Fornaris. Storm player Lebowski lost an edge there, but he's right back on his feet. And now it's moved in by Podorowski. Try to go to the center. Held off by Glukowski behind the net. Abel comes in to play it on the far side. Chipped out. And here's Wilkie racing for the puck. Wilkie's got it for the Storm. To the net. He holds. Centering pass. Abel had it there, but it went under his stick. Glukowski able to keep it in. Abel in the far side corner gets hit by O'Connor and taking down. Now it's moved up the wall by Lebowski. Down low it goes once again. Far side in the Rough Rider end. Peterson got it forward. And it's moved back to Glukowski, and he fires back into the Rough Rider end. Abel with it. Abel to the net with a shot that went wide, and Podorowski able to get it up top. Kept in, though, again by Mayer. Mayer took a hit, couldn't move the puck in deep. Ock got it out to neutral ice. Jalen Schultz flips that one right in on Birdsall. He makes the save with a glove, and it's hung on to for a second. Now it's Mark Ock. Ock on the near side, banks to neutral ice, and the Storm get it back in onside. Ock gets to the puck right back. Now on the far side, it's moved in deep by Kalinowski, picked up by Schultz to Martin on the far side. Martin, plenty of time, got it back to Schultz, though, and now it's turned over to Kalinowski. But now Poganski plays it back, and the loose puck's picking up by Kalinowski. A shot from Rowe, missed the net wide right. Rebound on the far side. McLaughlin takes a hit from Martin. 10 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period, 5-3, Tri-City ahead of Cedar Rapids. Martin to Berger to neutral ice, trying to get it in deep. And he was able to get it into the Rough Rider end, but not deep. Storm make a change. Here comes McLaughlin the other way. McLaughlin into the zone. On the near side. Looking to the center. Shot saved by Johansson. On a redirect in front, Johansson got a piece. Now another chance in front, broken up by the Storm, and Eastman comes out on the near side. Eastman past the red line, flips one in to the Rough Rider end. Custer will go down to play it against Hutchison. Cedar Rapids wins the battle, and Rowe chips it out to neutral ice for Ogilvie. Ogilvie into the zone. Ogilvie to the center. Nice tie-up by Cecier there. And now to the far side of the Storm zone. McMurphy gets it out to neutral ice. Rolling back for Ivan Provorov for the Rough Riders. Move forward now. Ogilvie into the zone for Marsh. Alec Marsh at the top of the left circle. Get back down for Ogilvie. Cecier plays him. Now on the far side of the center. It was tied up once again. Eastman and Cecil doing a good job. Eastman roughing it up there with Ogilvie. Couple players pushing and shoving. Couple hits behind the play. Now L'Esperance throws one in. Deep behind the net it rolls. Picked up by Provorov. Around the far side, Peterson stopped there. Nice play by Christian Horn. Taken right back by the Rough Riders. Banked out to neutral ice. Rolling puck gets past Glukowski in the Storm end. He's got to hurry to get it. He takes it right behind the net. Glukowski to the far side. Up top, and Podorowski keeps it in. Podorowski. Down low, shakes off Kerr. Podorowski loses it to Glukowski. He flips it forward. 8:15 remaining in the third, presented by Big O Tires. Cecil forward. Gomez chipped it out to neutral ice. Custer with it now for the Rough Riders. Moved in onside. Podorowski tied up by Gomez. Gomez trying to get it forward. Peterson with a chance. Couldn't get a shot off. Peterson has it in the near side corner. Again to the center. Bouncing puck. Johansson finds it. And he hangs on. 7:56 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Shots have been even in this one all the way. And right now on the board, tied 25-25. Shots on net. Storm with a 5-3 lead over the Rough Riders behind four goals from Joel L'Esperance. Berger against Stamen on the faceoff here to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Storm trying to get their faceoff play set here. Mayer trying to get Berger to jump out of the circle. Now Mayer does come in to take it against Stamen. Faceoff won by Tri-City, but back to Provorov, keeps it in. Shot was deflected wide of the net. Rebound down low. Played on the far side, Chase Berger. Berger on the far side of neutral ice. Flipped it forward. In onside, here's Boganski with a rush. Shot, save, Versal, rebound, Mayer, it goes in! The official says no. The puck was in the net, and the net came off. But they say no go. Mayer may have kicked that in. Looked like the puck went in. Officials were all over it, though. Net did come off, and we get the stoppage of 7:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with a 5-3 lead. Faceoff will be outside of the Cedar Rapids zone as they fix the net. Officials having a bit of a trouble fixing the net here in Cedar Rapids. That net has come off a few times, and it came off on one of the Cedar Rapids goals. After video review, they did rule that it was a goal. And as they reset the net, we can recap the score here. 5-3 is the score. And now teams head to the benches as they work on the net. So 7:39 remaining. We can remind you, fans, if you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by Big O Tires and check out their 6 months interest-free financing. The approval process is simple and fast. You can get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest costs at Big O Tires. And at Big O Tires in Grand Island or Kearney today. 7:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City on top of Cedar Rapids 5-3. Storm got two goals in the first, one from Lesperance 21 seconds in, and then one from Christian Horn at 14:37. Lesperance with his second of the night made it 3-0 in the second period, but then the Rough Riders scored three consecutive goals in under 3 minutes to tie the game up at three. In the third, it's been two goals from Lesperance. First one on the power play, still working on the net here, by the way, in Cedar Rapids. Lesperance's first goal of the third on the power play from Glukowski at 1:09. The second one at 5:42 from Cecir and Gomez. Gomez with three assists in this game. Cecir's been active as well. Gomez actually, hold on. Gomez with four assists. Four goals for Lesperance and four assists for Gomez. As the Storm have a 5-3 lead, that line with Christian Horn and Lesperance and Gomez really working hard tonight. Rough Riders won the faceoff, got it into the Storm end, and now it's moved to the top of the zone where Kalinowski able to move it over to McLaughlin on the near side. Half wall gets puck moved away to Lesperance, and now Christian Horn got it forward. Here's Gomez. Gomez on the near side against Custer. Gomez on the near side wall. Got it down low for Horn. Horn sheds one man. Goes behind the net. Got it taken away. 7 minutes remaining in this one. 5-3 the score. Tri-City on top. Cedar Rapids with the puck in their own end. Getting some pressure from Tri-City. And Kalinowski has it forward for Rowe. Rowe flips one into the Storm end of the near side corner. Kalinowski goes to get it. Slams the Sear into the wall. Glukowski goes and tries to chip. And it's poked free. Lesperance, first man there. Lesperance got it forward. Here he comes with Horn. Three on one if the Storm hurry. Horn down the near side. Couldn't get there. Looked like he ran out of gas trying to get to the puck. Held it up for a second as the Storm made a change. And now it's Alec Marsh that moves down into the Storm end. Puck's played by Mayer. Got it to Berger on the near side. Back to Dello. Dello behind the net. Got it to Poganski. Poganski flipped one forward. Berger tied up Ogilvy, kept in the zone. And now Poganski to the top, kept it in again by Cedar Rapids. Moldenhauer kept it in. Schultz to the near side. Dello wraps it around. Now Poganski will skate it out. Poganski past the red line, into the zone. Dumps it deep, picked up by the Rough Riders. Fornaris moved it forward, and now it's moved in by Custer. Custer on the far side against Martin. Moved around Martin. Puck goes behind the net. Now back to Martin. As it goes to the far side, a shot, deflection. Kevin Kerr ended up with it on his stick. Johansson left the far side of the net open. Now Mayer takes his man down, and the penalty is called. Tripping called to Drew Mayer. Storm have taken some tough penalties tonight. No doubt about it. Mayer knew it right away. Two-minute penalty to Drew Mayer. 5:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. And we have a 5-3 game. L'Esperance with 4 goals for the Storm in this one. Gomez with 4 assists. Christian Horn has 2 points. Garrett Cecier, Nolan Glukowski, Tori Dello with assists. A lot of Storm players on the score sheet in this one, as there's 5:39 remaining here in the third. If you're looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today, look no further than the Big O Bigfoot tire liners. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island. 2 minutes on the board for Drew Mayer. 5:39 remaining in the game. Tri-City ahead 5-3 over Cedar Rapids right now. Been a back and forth game here as the faceoff is won by the Storm on the penalty kill. It's cleared to the top of the zone but kept in by Provorov. Nice job by Provorov here keeping it in. And now it's down low. Ogilvy to Podorowski. He takes a hit from Martin. Got it down low again. Ogilvy to the net. Save! Johansson rebound loose and Johansson covers. Ogilvy with a power move to the front and Johansson closed it up down low. He spread out and closed everything, stopping the play. 1:42 remains in the GNC penalty kill with Mayer in the box. 5:21 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 5-3, the Storm lead. Faceoff won by Cedar Rapids. Provorov with it at the right point to the center. On the near side, Curdy. Curdy holds. Podorowski on the near side half wall. Down low to Ogilvy behind the net. Ogilvy looking on the far side. Provorov got it to the center for Garo. He's got 2 in this game. Shoots one on Johansson. Make 2 saves there. Dello around the near side. Curdy kept it in. Provorov on the far side. Provorov back to Curdy. Curdy with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose in front. It's cleared away by Ryan McMurphy. Not out, though. McMurphy stops it. Gets it forward. Hit with a high stick by Eastman. It is not calling. Eastman able to skate out of the zone. Eastman got it forward. Eastman just killing some time here in the near side half wall. Gets pounded into the wall, but Key continues to move the puck. Eastman, good job there. 50 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. We're in the Diamond Vogel final 5 here in Cedar Rapids. Storm with a 2-goal lead, but on the penalty kill here. It's Podorowski at the top of the zone. Got it to Ock with a shot. He broke his stick, and Martin clears it all the way down. Mark Ock broke his stick, and now it's Birdsall that has it behind his own net, the goaltender for the Rough Riders. He plays it to Custer. Clark Custer got it forward. Ock's got a new stick. 22 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Rough Riders cleared all the way down. Icing whistled. Rough Riders ice the puck. Give the Storm a break with 3:57 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. We're now in the Diamond Vogel final 5. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Face-off in the Rough Rider in after the icing to the left of Birdsall. Won by the Rough Riders, and it's taken by Custer behind the net. Final rush here with the man advantage for the Rough Riders, trailing by 2, 3:50 to go in the final 5. Dumped in deep into the Storm end. Moved around to the far side. Kalinowski holds it up in the far side corner. We're back to even strength. Mayer out of the box. He joins the play now. Moved on the far side. McLaughlin from the far side corner to the center. Johansson can't find it. Whistle blows. Puck was still loose. Couple players end up on the ground there. Cecier again tangled up with Kalinowski. And now Hutchison gets in there. Kalinowski and Cecier got tangled up before. That's when they got the double minor roughing penalties. And again, 2 players going at it, continuing to jar as they head to their respective benches. 3:29 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final 5. Storm want to stay out of the box for the remainder of this one. Can't afford to take another penalty here. Ahead by 2 goals with 3:29 remaining. Face off to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Won by Cedar Rapids. Provorov to the net. Provorov moves behind the net. Still with the puck. on the near side, tries to get it to Funk. He does. Funk took a hit, moved to the center. And it's moved it back into the corner now. Behind the net it goes. Schultz is the first man there for Tri-City. Wraps it to the top. It's kept in, though, on the wall. Now a shot. Save made. Johansson finds the puck. That was loose and covers up. 3:07 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City Storm with a 5-3 lead, highlighted by a four-goal night from Joel Esperance. Face-off is to the left of Johansson. Again, 3:07 remaining on the clock. Storm with a 5-3 lead. Tri-City right now being outshot 28-27. Been even in the shots all night. Face-off won by the Rough Riders. Save Johansson on a shot from Curdy. Rebound taken out of the zone by Tri-City. Mayer left it there for Poganski, who got it in deep. Nice play by Poganski. Now the Rough Riders have it in their own zone. They'll move forward again. It's Ock who hits the back of his man's skate. Mayer has a collision with Ock, and it goes in deep. Ock, got to be careful. Could have got whistled for interference there as he took Mayer down. Now the Rough Riders get it out of their own end. Garo on the near side, working past Poganski and Mayer. Garo into the zone. He moves by Cecil with a shot and a save by Johansson. Johansson makes the save, hangs on. 2:35 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. End of the game here in Cedar Rapids. It has been a great one. Thanks for tuning in on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Tri-City trying to win their first game of the month of December and go home to Kearney with 2 points here on this three-game and three-day road trip. McMurphy gets tossed from the circle. Eastman comes in to take it to the right of Johansson. Faceoff is scrum four and one by the Rough Riders back, but Eastman cleared off a skate to the near side. Provorov keeps it in down low. Banks one behind the net to the far side. Hutchison. We'll keep our eyes on Birdsall, the Rough Rider goalie, as it was cleared to the top, but not out by the Storm. Now Hutchison back with it, banks it off the boards, and out. Eastman gets it in deep. Nice job by the Storm. The fourth line on the ice late in the game, working the puck in deep, and now Eastman has possession. Eastman killing off some time here as Custer is trying to get rid of it. Eastman still with it. Eastman in the far side corner. Nice job by Kyle Eastman here, giving the Storm a chance to rest, change everybody up. And now it's Provorov who finally comes free with it. And Cedar Rapids has it. Alec Marsh in onside. Trying to move past the Sear. He got it to Funk in the corner. Big hit by Hutchison. Frees the puck and it's clear. Nick Hutchison with a nice hit there. Puck's all the way back down in the Rough Rider. And it's Curdy who will bring it forward. 1:35 to go. Storm trying to break it up in neutral ice. They do. Goaltender is off. They couldn't clear. Here's L'Esperance. Had a chance, now it rolls back to Cecere. Banks it off the near side. Gets sticked by Horn, back to the Rough Rider end. Empty net for the Rough Riders. They have the extra attacker on, trailing by two. 1:15 to go in the game. Here's McLaughlin, into the zone, onside, on the near side. Trying to get past Cecere. Cecere sticks it into the corner. McLaughlin on the near side. To the corner. Kalinowski at the top of the zone. Now down low to Stamen. Up top for Mark Ock. Ock with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Save Johansson. Big time save by Jacob Johansson. He keeps out the rebound. Keeps it 5-3 Tri-City. Big time save by Jacob there. He made the initial save through traffic on Ock. The rebound was loose. And Johansson had to get over to the far side and make a huge save. Not only that, he stops play, hangs on to the puck. 56 seconds remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm trying to hang on here. Up 5-3 against Cedar Rapids. On the road at the stable here. The Storm with a face-off forward. It's McMurphy. McMurphy's got a chance for the net. He gets past Curdy. He gets taken down and he scores! McMurphy scores as he gets taken down. And the Storm get the empty net goal they were searching for and lead 6-3. Ryan McMurphy's third of the season, and the Storm are going to have a win here in Cedar Rapids. A hard-working performance for Tri-City, and they get the empty net goal. McMurphy continued to drive. Never went away from the net, and once again that net on the far side comes off. In the Cedar Rapids stable here, Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, it's a 6-3 Tri-City Storm lead. They get the net fixed. There's just 46 seconds remaining. Storm now have their highest output offensively of the season, topping the 5 goals they had in Ann Arbor a few weeks ago. Rough Riders have the puck here. They dump it into the Storm end. Tri-City got to be careful here. Don't want to get anybody hurt, because at the end of this game, it's been already a physical game. Want to make sure that you skate out of here without any bad hits or anything like that. As Eastman has it neutral ice, gets to the red line, moves into the zone. Lost the puck there. It's banked out by the Rough Riders. Final 15 seconds as Glukowski goes to get it. Icing waved off. 10 seconds to go. Kevin Kerr will watch the clock wind down here to Eastman. Eastman got to hit back to Glukowski. He flips into neutral ice, and that'll do it. Tri-City Storm with a 6-3 victory. They had a 3-0 lead, allowed 3 straight goals. We were tied 3-3 heading to the third, and the Storm win the third 3-0. They get 2 points on the road at the Stable in Cedar Rapids, and they can go home happy to Kearney with a victory. What a performance by the Storm. 4 goals from L'Esperance, 4 assists from Gomez, 2 points for Horn. An all-around effort by Tri-City. Johansson coming up with big saves. L'Esperance and Johansson with an extended embrace at the end of this one. L'Esperance, a man possessed in this game, with 4 goals for Tri-City. Final score, 6-3. We'll be back to talk about it on the Old Chicago post-game show in just a minute. Here in Cedar Rapids, again, final 6-3. Tri-City wins it.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Wild win tonight for the Tri-City Storm. It's a 6-3 final at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. And boy, oh boy, the Storm broke out of their offensive slump tonight, scoring 6 goals. A big performance from Joel Esperance. 4 goals out of the 6 for Joel tonight. And a fantastic job by him and the Storm, winning this one by a final of 6-3. Tri-City over Cedar Rapids. And we'll recap this one very quickly for you here. L'Esperance scored the first of the game, 21 seconds in. Christian Horn and Garrett Gomez on the assists. 1-0 Tri-City just 21 seconds in. L'Esperance redirected a Christian Horn pass and put it into the back of the net. Then Horn was the one who struck next. 14:37, the time of the goal in the opening period. Horn from Garrett Gomez made it 2-0 Tri-City at the end of one. The Storm had the 2-0 lead. The second period is where it all changed. L'Esperance first made it 3-0 Storm on a goal from Gomez and Dello at 2:54. And then it was 3-0 Storm in the lead. L'Esperance with the 2 goals, everything looking good. However, Cedar Rapids scored at 8:01 of the second and then got 2 more goals in under 3 minutes. It was a 3-minute span where the Rough Riders scored 3 goals and they tied things up in the second period, making it a 3-3 game going into the third. And a huge turning point, a 5-minute major elbowing call on Corey Patrasche gave the Storm that 5-minute power play to start the third period. They capitalized. L'Esperance scores for his hat trick goal, the third of the night for L'Esperance, on the power play from Glukowski at 1:09 of the third. And L'Esperance scored again a couple minutes later, just after the power play expired. L'Esperance from Cecire and Gomez. Gomez picking up his 4th assist of the night. And it made it 5-3, and Tri-City sealed it off after that, not allowing any other goals to Cedar Rapids. Johansson with a great third period in net, shut down the Rough Riders. Johansson on the night, 29 saves on 32 shots. And then Ryan McMurphy sealed the deal with an empty netter at 19:14 of the third period, a 6-3 win for Tri-City. We didn't even get into some of the penalties here tonight as well. Christian Horn with his first USHL fighting major. Horn dropped the gloves with Clark Custer in the second period. Cecire and Kalinowski also were awarded double minors in that second period. Wilkie and Ogilvy got into it with unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, but the biggest penalty of the night, the Patrasche elbowing major to give the Storm that power play in the third period, has Tri-City with a 6-3 win. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and we will come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, in just a minute here on The Breeze 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at the Stable. What a game tonight. The Tri-City Storm emerged victorious.
with a 6-3 victory. I'm joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm here in the Old Chicago postgame show, Jim Holton. And coach, obviously a very emotional game for your team here, up and down. But first of all, can't go without saying it, Joel Lesperance scores 4 for you guys here, kind of taking things into his own hands. And how big was that to just have a guy step up and play like Joel did tonight?
Well, it was enormous. And a lot of times when you're slumped, that's what you need. You need a first-star performance. You either need your goalie to pitch a shutout or you need somebody to get a hat trick. And obviously Joel stepped up when he decided to add some icing on the cake to get a fourth. But you know what? Our pecking order was in line tonight. Our offensive guys were good and offensive. Our defensive guys did a great job. And just you talk about resilience and effort. I mean, it would have been easy to fold the tents. Third game in 3 days, you give up a 3-goal lead. There's a bit of controversy, a bit of emotion, but we stuck to it, and so happy that they finally got rewarded for their efforts.
In the first period, seemed like you guys played almost a flawless first period. You get out to a 2-0 lead. The last two games hadn't scored a goal until the end, but you get one 21 seconds in. Obviously, we've talked so much about offense. It must have been very rewarding to start like that.
Well, it was. I mean, we talked before the game about shuffling up some lines, and as a coach, when you're not scoring, you're trying all kinds of different things, and to have something work is rewarding. And Lesperance in particular, like a lot of offensive guys, if they score early, they're usually on for a good game, and it was a great sign for us. And every team at Junior, but especially our team in a slump, plays different with the lead.
Absolutely. And then you move into the second period. You mentioned a little bit of controversy. You get a goal to go up 3-0. However, then couple goals in a short succession. You call a timeout there when it was 3-3. What'd you say to the guys on the bench?
We just told them to look at the clock. There's half a game to go. You know what? We don't fold our tents. This is when mental toughness comes into play. We stick with it. We don't get off the game plan. We don't start running around. We just calm down. We relax and we play our game. And there's all kinds. There's 30 minutes left. Just stick to it. And I think the key to the win was getting out of the period tied. We didn't fold our tents and get down. We stuck with it. We had a couple good momentum shifts and it allowed us to go in and just focus on 20 minutes to win.
And then all of a sudden you get a bit of a blessing to start the third period. A 5-minute major penalty called there at the end. A little bit of skirmish with Nolan, got a hit in the face, and you get that 5-minute penalty. So you go in the locker room, and what could have been, you know, kind of a down locker room, all of a sudden you've got that 5-minute major and you're ready to go for the third.
Well, we talk in sports all the time about momentum and how key it is, and we had the chance to capture the momentum. If we don't score on that 5-minute power play, we probably lose the game because momentum swings in their favor. But Joel steps up, scores a big one, and then we continued to battle. Even when we got the call to go against us, it was still only 4-4, but we'd had that lead, so we felt good about it.
Later in the game, 2-goal lead, but it seemed like the team did exactly what you wanted to do defensively late in the game. Even the last couple minutes, you can get the fourth line out there, and it seemed like a great shift from Eastman, Hutchison, throwing hits, winning battles, and keeping the puck deep in the Rough Rider end.
Well, when we talked about at the start here in the interview about our totem poles, I like to call it, but everyone did their job. And you know what? The Able line played great all game. And I talked to them after the game, and I said, you weren't benched. It was 4 or 5 minutes to go, but now it's time for some of the foot soldiers to go to work. And it was nice to see Murph get rewarded there. But again, that's the job of that line. Hutchison, Eastman, McMurphy, is to play defensive, grind games out, and they play a lot with a lead.
Talk about it being a back-and-forth game. It was also a pretty physical game for you guys, and obviously you wanted to see that. You saw it before. You said before the game you wanted your guys to be physical every shift. See Christian Horn, probably his first fight of probably his career, being that he came from Minnesota High School, and then you see Sincere get into it. Guys who might not usually be physical really seem like they stepped up on that end tonight as well.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I hope we see a heck of a lot more of it. I mean, that's when we talked about being tough to play against. We got to be in people's faces, and we stood up for ourselves. You know, and I don't care. We can go top to bottom in the lineup. We have to be hard to play against, and the best way to do that is to be physical. Don't pass up on any hits. And usually when you do that, you ruffle some feathers, and the odd fight will come out of it. But you know what? We played as a team tonight, top to bottom.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, after a 6-3 win, a wild one here at the Stable. Coach, thank you for joining us, and we hope to talk to you after some more of these kind of games here in the future.
Thanks, sir. It's a lot more enjoyable to do them after a win.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show, come back and wrap things up here from Cedar Rapids on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Once again here back in the Old Chicago postgame show, Jared Schaffrin with you, recapping this one between the Tri-City Storm and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. And fans, we're going to have Joel L'Esperance join us here on the broadcast in just a minute. Told Coach Holton to go down and get the man that scored 4 goals tonight. Outscored the Cedar Rapids team single-handedly. L'Esperance with 4 tallies tonight. He came into this game with 9 goals. And as a result, he now has Joel L'Esperance with 14 goals on the season. And excuse me, 13 goals on the season. Correct my math there. 13 goals for L'Esperance on the season now, leading the Storm. And now, we were hoped to be joined by him in just a couple minutes, but let's recap this game. Get you the New West 3 stars of the game, presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And here on in this game against Cedar Rapids, a lot of different players we could pick for the 3 stars tonight. But the 3rd star for the Storm goes to Garrett Gomez. Gomez with 4 assists in this game. Gomez could not get a point for the first almost about 15 games of this season all of a sudden. And you knew what happened with a guy like Gomez. Finally, he's broken through. He's got 2 goals in his past 3 games. He had 2 goals in his past 3 games coming into this one. And now with 4 assists in this game, gives him 8 points on the season. All of a sudden, Gomez right back into the top of the Storm point-scoring leaders after just a couple games. Congratulations to Garrett Gomez. Really well-deserved. 4 assists in this game. 2nd star of the game for Cedar Rapids, Dylan Garo. Garo with 2 goals for his team in the 2nd period in a Cedar Rapids comeback. That was a 3-goal comeback in under 3 minutes. Garo with 2 goals there for Cedar Rapids. Fantastic effort from him in a loss. He's the 2nd star and the 1st star. Who else? Joel L'Esperance. 4 goals tonight for Tri-City. Really deserving the 1st star here for the Storm. Great job by L'Esperance here tonight. And as well, we have the grinder of the night presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And just as I'm naming the Dent Popper grind of the night, the man who is about to name steps in with me, Christian Horn. And Christian here with a goal and an assist tonight, but he also dropped the gloves for his first fight, and he is the grinder of the night presented by the Dent Popper. And we'll welcome Christian Horn right into the broadcast here. And Christian, you play in this one, obviously a momentum shifter all over the place. You get 3 goals early, comes back. How is it like playing a game like that with so many momentum shifts?
You know, it's definitely, you got to keep your emotions in check. It's something that's kind of tough for a hockey player. You know, you're up 3-0, you think you got the game under wraps, and you know, things are going well for you, and then they put three home there in about 10 minutes. So it's something you got to keep keep your emotions in check and make sure you're doing the little things right and doing the systems right to, you know, to keep yourself in the game. And I think when it came to the third period, we did really well at that. You know, we stuck to our system, stuck to structure, and played in straight lines and moved the puck. You know, didn't do anything stupid with it. Got it in and out, and I think that really helped us lead to the win.
Especially, we just talked to your head coach Jim Holton. That's something that he said there at the end. He was so proud of his team that late in that game, especially after all the momentum changes, that you guys were able to do it. Now, he's talked about this, but you referenced playing in straight lines. That's something that he talks about a lot. For fans out there that might not get what playing in a straight line means, that's something Jim Holton's one of his mantras here. What explain what playing in a straight line means.
You know, you have your forwards, you have your center and your wing, and you have your two Ds, and you're really cutting down the ice into two halves. You know, your center stays in the middle of the ice, and your two wings stay on their side. Yes, there comes a time when your hockey sense needs to come into play and need to help support your wings or your center and stuff like that. But when it comes to defensive hockey and playing up and down the ice, when you stay in your lines, things become a lot easier. You're able to push their D back a little more. You're able to enter the zone, you know, with speed and with just smarts to handle the puck and make plays. It just helps, I think, our team, which is a very skilled team. You know, we got a lot of skilled guys that love hanging on to the puck. It helps us move it more and, you know, get pucks on net. As you can see, the last two games, you know, these are the most shots we've had the entire season on net. So it's really helping us.
Now, there's been a lot of line changes, shifting around. You have been a center. Now they move you to the wing here. Obviously, able to work with Garrett and Joel tonight. All three of you guys with big nights on the score sheet. How's it working with those two guys?
It's easy. You know, I mean, playing with Joel, that guy seems to find the net every single night for fun. You know, it's not like he even tries anymore. It just shoots it and it goes in. And Gammer's probably one of the hardest working guys we got on our team. You know, they make it pretty easy for me. I really enjoy playing wing, getting up and down the ice on my side and playing to my advantage. But playing with those two, you know, just getting them the puck and them giving me the puck, it really works out for us three.
Now, we couldn't go without mentioning you do drop the gloves there. I was assuming that it was the first time for you being a Minnesota high school kid, goes right into college. So how was that whole situation? It seemed to me, and I thought on the air, that you got hit there from behind in the corner, and so maybe a bit of a retaliation.
It was. I mean, it was my first fight. You know, I was a little nervous at first, but at the same time, you know, they had just scored three goals, and that's it. You know, when it comes to hockey like that and coaches talking about momentum shifters, you kind of need to get the momentum back, and I felt I was a little cheap-shotted from behind back in the corner, and I got a little mad about it and went after the kid, and he asked me if I wanted to go, and, I can't turn that down.
You and Garrett Cecier. Now, Cecier doesn't get the major, but he's yet to pick up a major still. But, you know, really two guys who you won't really necessarily see mix it up, but I think that just goes to show what kind of a game that was. It was emotional, and everybody wanted to do their part on all different kinds of ends.
Absolutely. You know, when you have guys like Cecier, who's not the biggest guy out on the ice, but he's willing to do anything for his teammates, and, you know, take a guy who just comes right at him and tries to maul him, you know, he sticks up for himself, and it's another thing. It's a momentum shifter. You know, if Garrett just turns that guy down and tries to skate away, it kind of, you know, it's not the best image we want for our team, but Garrett was tough enough to stick up for himself and stick up to that guy. And, you know, it really helped our team. It made us go into the locker room understanding that, hey, it was still a tie game. We still had this. We could still be all over them, and things worked out.
Last thing here before we let you go. It's obviously been a tough week, couple weeks, really. Obviously, the coaching change. You kind of came in here. Now, all of a sudden, you got a coaching change, a couple tough weeks with some losses. This win seems like it could be a turning point. If you guys continue to work like you worked in this one, this could be a turning point here for this team in this season.
Absolutely. I believe it can. If you look at the last five games that we've lost, they've all been by a goal. You know, our team hasn't given up on anything. They've been working hard. We just have to understand that we got to play the full 60 minutes. Two games against Omaha and losing the last 30 seconds. It's a heartbreaker, and it's something we never want to go through again. So I think that instilled us that, you know, we're never going to let it happen again. And you can see us slowly getting better day by day. And every game we come out, you know, a loss is tough. But when you see yourself in the situation that we were in, not doing so well, and then, you know, only having 2 weeks to have a coach, and losing the games by one goal means there is some upside. And coming out here, Joel having the night he had, and, you know, even the third and fourth line guys being able to produce a little bit and do their job in the defensive zone, you know, coach just earning trust in their play really helped us a lot, I think, you know, come together as a group tonight.
You talk about those losses to Omaha last weekend. You'll get a couple days off, but that's your next chance to get some revenge in Omaha on Wednesday night. Christian Horn joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We appreciate the time, Christian, and I'm sure the bus ride home is going to be a lot better here after a win.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Christian Horn joining us on the Old Chicago Postgame Show here. We'll wrap this one up with a quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here on the Breeze. 94.5, all these scores in the USHL tonight. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. Final scores here in the USHL. Team USA over Youngstown 6-2. Muskegon ahead of Muskegon over Chicago. Final in overtime 4-3. Omaha wins over Fargo 5-2. Dubuque holds off Waterloo. The Fighting Saints had a 4-1 lead and they end up winning 6-5 against the Waterloo Blackhawks. Sioux City rolls over Sioux Falls on the road in the Sioux Falls Arena. 5-1, Sioux City with the win. Lincoln defeats Des Moines in a shootout 5-4. So the Storm, unfortunately, when you look at the standings, they pick up 2 points. But Lincoln also got two, and Des Moines picked up a point as well. So 3 points on the weekend for Des Moines. But right here, a huge momentum win for the Tri-City Storm. 6-3 the final. L'Esperance with 4 goals, 13 now on the season. Gomez with 4 assists. Everybody chipping in with a huge win against a very tough Cedar Rapids team here at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. I'm Jared Chaffron. Thanks very much for joining us here in Cedar Rapids and for all 3 games in the last 3 days on the road. The Storm will head back to Kearney tonight, and then they'll have a Wednesday game in Omaha against the Lancers Wednesday night. Pre-game show presented by Viera Wireless at 6:45, the drop of the puck at 7:15, and then the Storm face the Youngstown Phantoms on Friday and Saturday night this coming week at the Viera Event Center. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com. This team is coming back from the dead here. Youngstown Phantoms will have it in for them here. 2 games at the Viera Event Center coming this weekend. Should be a great contest. We'll talk to you 3 times in the coming week, but until then, and everybody in Kearney, it's snowing, so be safe on the roads home. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.